The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Two and a Half Wrestlers, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Thursday Night Destruction, The Midnight Jury, After Midnight, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, at GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course, at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
This is Kevin Sullivan, and if you're not listening to the podcast, it's the Shining Wizards. I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to lay underneath the bed. And when you go to get in the bed tonight, if you're not listening to this podcast, I'll bite your leg.
Okay, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hey, Cartman, we're playing dreidel, you wanna try?
Sure. Here's a little dreidel that's smiling made of clay. But I'm not gonna play with it, cause dreidel's freaking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, fat ass!
Jews play stupid games. Juice. That's why they're lame.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Juice. I made you out of clay.
Play stupid game.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. With dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days in honor of the miracle of the oil that lasted 8 days in the holy temple that Indiana Jones ran through. Unlike some other Jewish holidays like Christmas and Halloween where work is forbidden, there are no restrictions on doing work during Chanukah. On each day, the Jews light candles on a Hanukkah, a nine-branched candelabrum, starting with one candle and adding one more each day, equaling 13 candles. The candle used to light the other candles is known as a lighter. Blessings over the candles are chanted and festive songs are sung, commemorating the macaroni and ravioli. Then the devil comes. Happy Hanukkah.
What? Are we ready?
Yeah, we're good.
I don't know what to say after that.
Happy Church Hanukkah.
I just wanted to teach everyone.
Very educational.
That was great, Eddie.
This is why we're here tonight.
Bringing knowledge to all of our Jewish and non-Jewish brethren.
Yes.
Wishing you all a very happy Chanukah.
Did yes. You guys know that Krampus is real?
What's Krampus? Is that what happens when I have too much Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, it's when a woman gets her period on Christmas.
There you go.
No, Krampus is like the brother of Saint Nick.
Krampus?
The evil brother. I swear to God. I was watching the Cartoon Network last night.
A bastion of correct information.
In between the Family Guy that was like Christmas with Krampus. So I'm like, what the fuck is this Krampus? Because I just got the expanded edition of Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
And there's a Krampus card in there.
Was it Vince Vaughn?
So I Googled it. And
Fred.
He's the fucking brother of Saint Nick. And in like Austria and
that
Belgium.
Is Vince Vaughn.
People dress up as him the first week of December, and like
and
scare
in New
kids.
York City?
They scare the naughty kids.
Krampus.
So it's like Scared Straight for fucking.
He's like
Gentiles.
Elf on the Shelf.
What's he look like?
This isn't hooked up, is
he
it?
He looks like Balls Mahoney.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Hanukkah edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Tony.
Shalom.
Da Bears.
What's my Hebrew name? Edward.
Oh, yeah, I should have a Hebrew name, too.
Tchoni. Echi.
Mach.
Mach.
Macharena.
Kevin's actually got the only normal sounding name. Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes, my son.
Kevin Arnold.
Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there. We haven't forgotten you. I see how you can get overlooked during the Christmas season.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm in the Jewish camp. I have no foreskin.
You're in the Jewish camp. That's... Dude, you better get out quick.
Oh, Jesus.
Accidental humor.
Let's see if I can make this bigger.
Was that a shoot, brother?
Also accidental humor.
You just got burned.
There. Oh. There's Krampus.
It's a gas.
Don't choke. Krampus looks like Satan.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Krampus has got like Beyonce thighs.
Yeah, so there you
Beyonce
go.
Beyonce face.
You learn something new.
Sting.
Fucking Hanukkah and Krampus all rolled into one. And it's still better than what was on TV last night.
What was on TV?
A little show called Monday Night
Football.
Silk Stockings. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yo, Raw may have been better than Monday Night.
Oh, wait,
Night
that's
Football,
American Gladiators.
Though.
I don't know. I thought they were both equally shitty.
Let's talk about NXT.
Yes.
Oh, can we talk about... Oh, yeah. I guess NXT
well, actually,
first.
Why don't we say... This is like the first time the four of us have been in studio in a little while.
How, no yeah. one cares.
I care.
Kevin
I
cares.
I care, too. I don't give a shit what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
It's nice to be in the studio with you guys.
How about that? It's a Christmas miracle.
For
it's
Hanukkah.
It's a Hanukkah miracle.
It's a Thanks, Hanukkah Kevin. Miracle.
Yeah. Now
it's
everyone
a
gets
Hanukkah.
Those stupid fucking chocolate gold loons.
The blooms?
Whatever those stupid chocolate coins are.
Hello? I remember in middle school, I talked to my one of my Jewish friends, and I'd be like, man, for all these days, you get presents, dude. He'd be like, yeah, but like one day, I'll get like a little matchbox car.
Yeah.
The next day, I'll get like a card with a dollar in it. And he'd be like, does that add up after 8 days? He's like, nah, man, but we have bar mitzvahs, and then we're rich.
That's true. Dude, I forgot about bar mitzvahs and this whole Hanukkah thing.
Bar yeah.
Bar mitzvahs are like the bread and butter of the
That's it.
The non-Gentile
It's
community.
Like quinceañera without the Puerto Ricans.
Man, we never had anything like a bar mitzvah.
We had, what did we have? Fucking
nothing.
Confirmation, but that was nothing.
We had bullshit.
That would be a good gimmick for you to do with the hat.
What?
Like
confirmation
the,
Saturday
no,
nights?
The bar mitzvah. How's that for clever play on words?
Listen.
Dude, specials on...
I've been to my bar, but we're the most, like...
Specials on Manischewitz.
There's Klansmen at Kevin's bar.
My bar has, like, Klansmen and, like, freaking anti-Semites and...
Yeah.
Everything.
That's the hat in West Orange. Yeah. Go visit Kevin.
No,
and all his,
all, like,
and
old,
all his white friends.
All school dudes who, like, have no fear in dropping any sort of racist comment at all. It's hysterical.
It's a good time.
You get, like, shitty Hanukkah gifts, though. Like a dreidel, those stupid chocolate coins.
Yeah.
A keychain.
A car.
Yeah. God damn it.
A nose job.
Yeah. They only got me a Mercedes. I got nothing now. That was funny.
A sheet with a hole in it when she turned 16.
Jesus.
Wow.
Speaking of Jesus, what are you doing for your 1/16th Jewishness?
I don't do anything.
Boo.
Why
Jew.
Boo?
Jew.
A boo-jew.
Yeah, we have a Jew in the studio, partially.
I don't
Kinda.
Practice
Kinda.
Or celebrate, so I know nothing about it.
Have
well, let
ever?
Me. I educated you all this evening on what Hanukkah is.
That's true.
No, I think I have a gag gift, dreidel salt and pepper shakers.
God.
That's the only Hanukkah stuff in my apartment.
Love do you have Hanukkah. To read, like, Yiddish to figure out which one is the salt?
No, I don't
pepper?
Know. I don't know anything.
Or do you just have to rap push it?
Yes. I was trying to think of a salt and pepper joke.
By salt and pepper.
I don't know anything.
Think of one.
About the Jew.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man, a good man.
Isn't that in Vogue?
Huh?
No, they I don't know. Who chases waterfalls?
TLC.
And isn't one of them dead?
Yes.
So now they're just like TL.
Yeah, she burned down.
TL Hopper.
She burned down Andre Rison's house.
Yeah.
Really?
The former receiver for the
Falcons.
Falcons, yeah.
Falcons.
Did she burn in the house?
No, she died in a car accident.
That's
in
karma.
Like, didn't she run Aliala off the road too, and they both died together?
No. Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Yeah, no.
Aliala?
It was like it was in within like a month span, I think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
some Illuminati stuff.
And they
right
were both
there.
Like in like
yeah, it is.
Third world
Jay
countries, like South American countries, I think, or something like that. They weren't in America.
No.
That's what they get for driving on the road with, like, goats and donkeys and cows. I watched some video the other day on YouTube. This kid's driving a dirt mic through the mountains.
A dirt mic.
A dirt mic.
And
love
a
dirt
fucking
mics.
And just a ram.
That's what Matt speaks into.
I don't know. After you after you shit all over that one tonight, you'll be speaking into a dirt mic. This dude's driving his dirt bike through the mountains, and there's a ram, and the ram just starts attacking.
Was it Randy the ram?
I saw that.
That's scary.
Well, don't ride your bike through the mountains.
How about you just don't go to a third world country?
It was like the ram wouldn't let him pass. Like, he was like, you're not getting through, motherfucker.
You shall not pass.
That's what it was.
Fucking foreign countries and your goofy animals.
Jeez. Matt hates
what?
Animals.
I hate goofy animals.
Pretty sure there's ram in America.
Yeah, but I don't walk out my apartment door to go get the mail and a ram fucking knocks me over.
Be funnier if it was like Ram Man from He-Man out there waiting for you.
He's the post office guy, yeah. The mailman.
You need to sign for this.
Dush. He goes to knock on your door and he just always puts his head through it.
What did Ram?
You can always tell his route. There's no front doors on the houses.
Yeah, what does Ram Man sound like?
Da He-Man. Duh. Like an idiot, like a retard. Because he hits his head all the time, so he's slow. That's
the
why.
Ram Man.
Yes.
All right, boys. A lot of wrestling stuff going on this past week.
NXT blew it away with a phenomenal show.
And that happens to be the one thing I haven't watched yet.
Really?
Well,
dude.
Now we're going to spoil it for you.
That's okay. I sort of read the spoilers.
Go out of your way and watch this show.
There was one thing you should have watched.
No,
that
understand.
Was NXT.
That's
I
it.
Understand.
That's really all that's
I watched that humdinger of a pay-per-view over the weekend, but we can get to that later.
That's yeah. True.
Tell me about NXT.
Well, first off, is anyone here a fan of Corey Graves?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Do you think that it's necessary for him to retire?
Are you leading into like a CM Punk sort of deal?
Well, can we explain for those people who do not know about the Corey Graves situation?
Corey Graves had a series of concussions, I guess.
What's a series? Like more than two?
He had a few in his career.
Like
so.
Steve Young, Troy Aikman enough?
I don't know, but I know it was...
Like Chris Nowinski enough?
Like Chris Benoit enough?
Listen, I'll tell you what I think about Corey Graves. Dun, 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 dun. And I really don't know a whole lot about
it. If you make me in the game, you will get deleted.
All right, let's get to news later. Okay. Relax.
I think... Did you see the YouTube... not the YouTube video. The video WWE.com posted about how they offered him a two-year contract?
He said composted.
Yeah, for commentating.
Yeah, for doing stuff like that. And like, I feel like it's kind of like damage
control. Are you by your mic?
Well, I can never tell if I'm too loud or too not.
No, you're not loud enough.
Okay.
There you are.
All right.
Handsome.
Well, the stand is like keeps like falling. It's like Mike Francesa. Every
tight,
2 seconds.
Man.
I did.
Fuck it.
Fuck all it.
Right. Let me see if I can help him.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, go stiffen his
Yeah, Corey
rod.
Graves has to retire. And dude, I feel like they're going to. Oh, that's the one?
That's
I was doing this
that's
one. I was
the
doing
one.
The other knob the entire time.
That's why it's sliding at you.
He's loosening it as it goes. It's just attacking him.
He's like, I'm used to this, but not with a microphone.
Right in the mouth.
Dodging it.
Fuck it.
There's not stuff coming out of the mic.
Hey, Tony, I thought you had a new soundboard with some new stuff.
Oh, I do. You
well,
want me just
you're missing opportunities.
No, don't encourage him. He's just going to start mashing buttons.
Yeah.
Why, is DJ Len on the line?
When it rains, it pours.
I hope so.
All right, so Corey Graves, WWE.com.
It's a video of him, Triple H, saying... Basically, he had to retire from concussions, and I feel like Corey Graves kind of has like a CM Punk lookish to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they are trying to do damage control with Corey Graves and saying, well, CM Punk said all this stuff about them not giving a shit about him when he was hurt.
Yeah.
So I feel like they put this up there as like a PR move saying, we know you're hurt. Here's what we're going to reward you with, as opposed to saying, no, go out there and fucking work.
So you're released.
I could be reading a little too much into it, but that's kind of the vibe I got from why they put. Because first of all, I never heard of Corey Graves really until the NXT Revolution or our Evolution. Whatever.
You're on the money, sir.
Isn't that the kid that died from Boy Meets World?
What?
Corey Graves.
So they're trying to make themselves look good by rewarding this guy, and he has a
turn
very
his
CM Punk.
I can try.
He has a very CM Punkish look to him. With the haircut, the tattoos. So I have a weird feeling that they're going to try to mold their CM Punk 2.0 sort of dealy, but not wrestling-wise. I don't know.
That interesting.
That was a vibe I got. I could be way off. I don't know.
But I got that, too.
You did?
Like, look what we're doing because he's...
Because
you know,
CM Punk said that we don't care about our talent, myself.
Here's
and
his contract.
Here's his contract, 2 years for being knocked around, and we really do care about our talent.
Yeah, it's all PR.
I think it had to have been. The timing was so bizarre.
Yeah. Smart. Anyway, it's smart.
No, I agree. Damage control is key when you realize that you done effed up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They gone done effed up. Did we all watch it except Tony?
I did. Yes. And I loved it.
Kevin Steen is awesome. I'm sorry.
Steen.
Yeah, he actually was pretty damn awesome.
I'm not going to lie. Eddie's not the biggest fan of his mic work.
I hated the fact that he just swore all the time, too. It was, like, completely unnecessary.
We swear all the time.
Yeah, but we're not putting promos out in for, like, you know, professional wrestling organizations.
Yeah, but he's
speak for yourself.
Trying to go against the grain.
Sorry.
You know who I like on NXT? Actually, I liked a lot of people on NXT, to be honest. And I don't really watch it a lot. I watch this full show. And I haven't read one complaint about it. I guess the only complaint you could have is a lot of the matches were short.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that they wanted to give Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville 40 minutes or whatever, 40 plus. But you know who I like? That guy, Baron Corbin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're setting up something with him and
Bull Dempsey.
Yeah. Big Game James. Or,
was that his name? Bull Dempsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the Divas match or the chick match was freaking awesome.
They give them time.
Sasha Banks and Charlotte was incredible.
And it's funny because on Raw, they buried Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, I think there's a big miscommunication here between Triple H and Vince. I don't think Vince is really a fan of what's going on over there.
I don't think he even notice it.
He's starting to because the people are starting to chant it and want it more.
So what, he's gonna bury NXT? He's going to bury his own developmental?
Listen. Yes,
absolutely.
Vince said on Austin's podcast he's not out of touch. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's so out of touch. Let me ask.
Should have been playing Hall & Oates right there.
I watched Wrestle Kingdom last year, and I showed you guys his entrance.
Vince?
Devitt's entrance is hands down
the best.
One of the best, if not the best, in the wrestling business.
They said the same thing about Adam Rose when he was in NXT.
No, but it got a holy shit show.
They said the same thing about Emma when she was in NXT. And
I never liked Emma.
Never Emma?
There's a gimmick and there's a song where people can clap and it's all happy and fun. Prince Devitt. Finn Balor, whatever you want to call
Balor.
Him.
Balor. Yeah.
He has it.
Yeah, he does.
He is it. The only reason why he's in a tag team with Kenta is because they don't think Kenta's big enough to be a single star right now.
Yeah.
In terms of size.
Yeah. So.
Well, I want them to keep going with this entrance stuff, but I hope they only do it in big time moments.
So they don't kill it.
I don't want them to be on TV every week doing it.
No,
right.
Like
Undertaker, like the WrestleManias and the Royal Rumbles and stuff. He would have like the really drawn out
like
cool
Triple H
entrances.
At WrestleMania with the goofy ass fucking Viking helmet or whatever the fuck that.
Yeah.
But you know what? The relation
special.
Is there. It's special.
Special times.
Yes. Finn Balor,
and I don't think they will because he's been on NXT a bunch and he hasn't used that. And even leading up to
this was the first time he did it,
yeah.
Right? Well, even leading up to the show, he promised them the Ascension. They would see nothing they've ever seen before.
Oh, the Ascension.
Oh fuck! Aww. Someone.
This
someone,
is what happens when
someone
you
needs
go
to
WWE.
Fired.
Kevin Dunn and Vince will never be fired.
Someone
that's.
Needs-
They ripped off the Snack on Danger, Dine on Death line almost verbatim.
They ripped off the Legion
everything.
Of Doom, Demolition, and Powers of Pain and all in 30 seconds.
How didn't it look like really outdated to you, the whole thing?
I don't mind the grainy, like outdated look. The fact that their faces are painted and they have the shoulder pads on and they used...
The lines,
like verbatim.
They are the demolishing Legion of Pain.
It's like so like...
Oh, boom.
Stop. That's
you're just recycling. Like, be original.
Yeah.
You're going to do the face paint and the shoulder pads. At least be original
they
and come
didn't
up
have,
with your
they
own.
They didn't have face paint on NXT, did they?
No.
They were different. Totally different.
How long till Heidenreich joins them?
And this is, me and Matt were talking about this before. NXT is fantastic. I'm going to watch it every week from now on. There's
do
no
it.
Doubt in my mind that I'm going to watch it. But what I think is the one thing that, it's not wrong with NXT. It's just about the whole developmental system in general is that there's no – when people debut, you already know who they are from NXT. There's no real shock value. There's no real like, oh, my God, I got to see these guys. Oh, no, wait. I've seen them for months on NXT. So it's not like they're making a debut.
Right.
Especially the more important they make the NXT brand. It's like another brand. It's like there's no – like surprise debuts or anything. Like no one, there's no Brock Lesnar coming out to destroy people because back then you didn't know OVW.
Right.
Now NXT is just as big a brand. Nah, that's stupid.
It's
to say.
It's getting there.
It's getting there. So like, I have the same access to NXT than I as I do to WWE. Yeah. Same exact access.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Ascension, if I never saw the Ascension before, I may have a different opinion. Like, all right, these guys. I mean, other than the blatant ripping off of the Road Warriors, I could be like, oh, these guys look big. They look tough. They look like they could be somebody. But no, I've watched them. I watched them lose twice in the last, or I just watched them lose on NXT.
Yeah.
And now they're coming in, and now they're supposed to be a big deal. I don't see how that works.
I think you, if you're old enough to understand, like, you know that NXT is the developmental. So, like, them getting the whole send-off and losing on their, whatever the special it is.
Their traditional losing to move on. Like, it's basically if you were leaving to go to another promotion, you lose. You do the right thing for the other guys on the way out. But it's the same company, and I already know who these guys are.
Yeah, but when
not,
you bring in
not too different
when
then.
You bring in Taz from ECW to I debut guess. Against Kurt Angle, everyone knows who Taz is. Everyone knows who Rob Van Dam is when he shows up.
I know is, but like
nothing is. Unfortunately, nothing is a surprise anymore. All you need to do is go to WrestleZone or PWI Insider or the Meltzer Report, and you everyone.
Yeah, but you could have done that then too, but it still felt special when. You had these guys that I didn't know who Brock Lesnar was when he made his debut so many years ago, and it was cool. I'm like, oh, this guy's a badass. I'd have to go out of my way to try to find out who he was. Now, it's just so readily available. It's not like jumping from WCW to WWE or WWE to WCW or ECW.
Yeah, but even before,
it's all under the same umbrella now, which kind of makes me like, all right, well, they've been there already. They're already WWE guys. Why is this special?
Because they're being elevated up to the main roster.
All right,
like Charlotte was.
Which was a terrible idea.
Did you see Triple H's response to that?
Basically, my hands were tied on this one.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with the actual outcome of it. I just said, put somebody to spotlight NXT.
And they gave her 2 minutes and jobbed her out.
And jobbed her to Natty.
What did you guys think of the tag match?
Lucha Dragons?
Yeah. And
great.
The Vaudevillians.
I love those guys.
Those guys are awesome.
And I like how they put the, what's his face, Sin Cara in there.
That's where he belongs.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Well, it's not the original Sin Cara.
Well, whatever. Gimmick.
With Samurai Del Sol, who is phenomenal.
Kalisto. He's awesome.
Why aren't they on the main roster? Like,
Sin Cara
I don't understand.
Is, I guess,
why? Of. There's room for more tag teams.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room.
Now they're putting Cesaro and Kid together.
There's a lot of room for a lot of people, but there's also people like David Otunga's under contract. They don't use him.
Oh, yeah.
Is Christian still hurt?
I think he's done.
He's still under contract. Mysterio's still under contract, and he just doesn't even want to be there.
Well, I think Christian is ready. I think Christian can wrestle. I just don't think they have
anything for him.
They want him to transition to that Legends kind of deal.
Whatever. Then they have Kane and Big Show on like every main event of Raw, basically, or semi-main.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But, yeah, so NXT was an awesome show.
What was your – and they immediately thrust Kevin Steen right into the top picture.
Yeah. Smart move.
With Sami Zayn. Because everyone, I feel like if you're watching NXT, you know you're in that crowd. Just like if you're listening to this, you're in that crowd that knows who Kevin Owens is and that he's a main player. He's a player.
I thought it would have been real cool if Sami Zayn had beat or lost to Neville. And then like a month down the road, Generico comes back.
Yeah.
It's the dude under the mask, you know. And it's always been done, but...
Mr. America.
Fucking Dusty Rhodes was the yellow dog.
The machines.
No, he was the wasn't he the midnight.
The midnight rider. Pillman was the yellow
Pillman
dog.
The
machines.
Dog,
yeah.
I thought that would have been cool to have him come back, like bring back El Generico for like a year. They would sell the shit out of masks down there, and then like
but,
have
you know.
Some like weird.
Well, you already have Kalisto, so you can't have two masked guys.
God.
Yeah.
Oh God. That's just saying no to money.
Yeah. Basically. But I actually dig the Sami Zayn character.
You know what,
as
though?
Is.
This is what I'm thinking. They change people when they come up. Who knows if when he gets to WWE, now he's Sami Zayn with a mask.
Yeah, that's true.
I doubt
you don't know.
It.
You don't know what they're going to do.
That's you don't.
As
they fuck it all up.
I
read that they're talking about bringing Neville up to the main roster soon with a completely different.
I hope it's like he's a singer like Aaron Neville. And they put a big old worm on his face.
I was a star in development.
I'm here, but now I'm on the main roster.
I can do a flippy move,
and I will lose to David Otunga when he comes back from his hiatus.
I am 5'2".
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can only imagine what they're going to turn him into.
To eat the Big Show knockout punch for no reason.
Why do they got to change shit?
Whatever. Neville, to me, I think the money's in Sami Zayn. I think the money's in Kevin Steen, Owens, whatever.
Yeah.
I think there was money in the Ascension until they butchered it so far. I mean, like I said, we'll see.
There's money in Devitt.
I think there's money in Neville.
He's got that move. I haven't watched a lot of NXT, so I don't know exactly what. Listen. Yeah. Adrian Neville.
I would totally be all about this gimmick. If he came out like this.
In blackface.
Half blackface. Mammy, with a wart. With a big old wart on his face. I think that'd be great.
Oh,
what if he came out to this? No, what if he just came out to this?
He'd have to start
dressed as he is with his muscles. And just came out, and all they did was put a big wart.
No, he'd have the denim vest, because and a cowboy hat, or whatever hat he wore.
That's fine.
Does he have a denim vest on in that video?
Yes, he does. Good memory, Kevin.
There it is.
He's denim badass.
And people would sing along.
Cross earrings in both ears, dangling.
A lot of gold, like a Mr. T.
Crazy, silly Gumby gold.
What if they had him managed by Aaron Neville?
Is Aaron Neville still alive?
Came out, yeah.
Is he?
Yes, of course.
I think he is.
He's got the cancer on his head, but it's under control.
Hasn't killed him yet. Anything else?
He is alive.
Anything else about NXT besides it being phenomenal? And great.
What else happened? They. I like the way that they did the delayed celebration and then the Steen turn, because I thought that if they were going to do it, they were going to do it while they were all in the ring.
Right.
I'm glad they pushed. That was a nice little part.
Yeah.
Like I said, Baron Corbin, I love. What else happened on that show?
There was the tag match we talked about, the women,
the chicks,
Owens.
What happened to the dude that stole Steve Scott's gimmick, the selfie guy? Why wasn't he on the show?
Tyler Breeze?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Anyway,
fucking CJ Parker busted Owens wide open.
Oh, with that palm strike.
Palm strike.
Oh yeah, he did.
Okay, did they stop the match?
No,
really.
Drake Younger was the referee.
Yeah.
Which I thought was real fucking cool for Steen's first match.
Why, you think he would have taken out like a razor and just started cutting him up?
No, I think you go back through all the indies in the 2000s and like just Drake and Steen at one point were just those guys who you're like, these guys should be in the WWE in some form. And to have him in the ring. But as soon as he got busted open, and it seemed like they kind of wrapped really fast after he started bleeding.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Drake just put the gloves on and checked him and tried to clean him up here and there. But
who was the guy that they fed to Corbin? Dillinger or something?
Ty Dillinger?
Is he a Dragon Gate guy or no?
I don't think so.
For some reason, those orange and blue tights made me feel like he was like part of a tag team or something. Ty Dillinger. I don't know. Just random thought.
It was a great show.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And now I will watch NXT every week.
Yeah, so it was an awesome show. And then it seemed like we went to a totally different world.
The pay-per-view?
The pay-per-view.
What pay-per-view?
TLC and S.
Oh, God.
TLC and S?
Your buddy, Scott Keith, there were like two negative star match rant ratings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess. The Big Show match?
Yes.
Yep.
And probably the women's match?
No, it had to be Ryback-Kane.
Ryback-Kane.
Had to.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
There was no reaction for Ryback-Kane whatsoever.
Dude, they should have just combined that match and made that a fucking tag match.
Yeah, and there was no reaction either for the Big Show match. It was crazy how quiet people were.
Because they were bored.
They will never do that. That stairs gimmick is done.
Done.
They'll never do that again.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
Awful.
That's a Vince idea.
Dude,
stairs.
It looked like a bad, like, WWE 2K15, like, match.
Yeah.
Like when it glitches and you could just keep grabbing stairs and they just keep reappearing. And
we're supposed to believe they're heavy.
200 yeah, pounds
200
just
pounds.
On one end.
Michael Cole said so.
Right.
Dude, shut up. And shut they tried to make up. The big spot shut being up. When they dove through. Dude.
It was stairs. So contrived.
The spear. First of all, the stairs make the worst sound in the world.
It's like, ka-wah-wah.
Tu-boom-ba-doo-boom.
Ka-wah-wah.
There's no impact. There's no. It's not like crashing through a table.
You're right. There is no impact.
Crash
there's
and
no,
burn.
It's not like, even the spear through the barricade makes a better noise yeah. and does better.
It's just like
it's a better doom. Visual.
It's a better visual, and those the stairs are just like falling over, like doom, doom, doom.
But the big, but the big
like
show
a senior citizen falling off the toilet. That's like what that is. It's like the stair just goes. They're just like oh,
it's like sad, not entertaining, but sad.
And he needed to use the stairs to pin him,
which he
and
did.
It took
so long. It took so long. They're already at the two count, and then he's like, oh wait. Let me
and
put
they,
this on
they didn't
here
even
now.
Cover his shoulders. Could have lifted an arm. And why did Big Show go over?
Horrendous. I don't have a problem with that because I don't think they have any plans for Eric Rowan anyway.
Well,
and you know what? To be honest with you, I don't care. Eric Rowan, I don't care. I'm
right.
not going to lie to you. But that was just – they'll never use that stairs gimmick ever again.
No, I think it'll be back next year.
I think you're wrong.
Because they don't learn from their mistakes.
Oh, here's
idiots.
Something. Just as an aside, did you know that the WWE quietly went back to this Royal Rumble being 30-man?
It was 30-man last year.
No, they announced it as 40.
They announced it as 40, but then they quietly went back to 30-man.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Like, yeah. Oops.
When did they officially announce it as 40?
They had announced it a while ago. Yeah,
when they put the tickets on sale, I think.
Yeah,
and then
good.
Not a nary a mention about that ever again.
Good, 40-man is just too much. Too many jobbers. Yeah. You know. Listen, what's the point of having it? They might as well just put Roman Reigns in the middle of the ring and go, "I be the win wins." I am the Limbo Rumble Limber winner.
God, I was so hoping they would give him new gear when he came back.
Well, let's cover the card a bit.
Yeah, the pay-per-view, yeah. Sure.
Dolph worked his ass off.
Fantastic match.
Yeah, it was pretty good, you know.
I can't complain at all about that match.
Nah, he took a hell of a beating and he won and in his hometown and they put him over on commentary. So that's good.
One thing I am getting sick of, let me interrupt you, I'm sorry. Too many guys not wearing wrestling gear right now. On this show. Yeah. And it gets downright distracting. Like Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, it's just like two guys fighting. Like it has
Luke Harper,
no semblance of a wrestling match.
Eric Rowan.
Exactly.
Luke Harper.
Way too many guys not wearing gear anymore. Even Cena.
Kane.
Can Cena put on some gear? Kane's been wearing fucking pants and loafers for like 2 years now.
God, so sick.
Actually, no, he had boots on the other night, but he's wrestled in the loafers.
I've seen it.
Ugh. It's just, it's sickening.
Yeah, it really
Even
is.
The two fucking J&J, they're always in the suits.
Well, they're not really wrestlers.
No, I understand, but it adds to that, like...
Well, their gimmick is supposed to be that they're supposed to be, like, FBI or something like that.
They're like the new Stooges.
No, yeah. I get that, but it just adds
like
to the
Shemp.
Fact that there's more people that aren't fucking wearing gear, you know?
Curly Moe.
Yeah.
Curly Joe.
Curly Moe was a wrestler.
Was he?
Yeah, he used to work for Savoldi, IWCCW.
Oh, that Curly Moe.
That shit
right,
used to be
on.
Dude, it was like Damian Demento and Taz. Like
sometimes Jimmy Snuka.
Yes, brother.
Such crap.
When Gino wasn't giving him a paycheck.
What a shitty show that was.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yes, Dolph Ziggler's, that match was actually great.
And then that was it.
And it went long, too. It went, like, maybe they could have peeled a few minutes off it, but. Great match, nonetheless.
What else then? We had
the
tag title match.
Where Ms. Dow didn't even get in there to wrestle at all.
Another thing I'm sick of.
There was no heat segment at all.
Done with it. How could there be a heat segment? He's not waiting for the hot tag.
There's nothing.
All he does is imitate fucking Miz getting beat up.
Where do you go from here with him?
You don't.
He's over.
No, you build up a turn and then they fight at WrestleMania.
But they can't drag this out that long, Kevin.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, come on, dude. They can't. I told you a couple weeks ago I thought it was getting to be the shits.
I mean, I said it too. Like, every idea that I had for that, they ended up doing, which now I'm getting like...
give them a good idea right
now. No, see,
now.
Part of me wants to give them bad ideas, but then I realize
that
they already have enough
are listening.
Bad ideas.
You know they're listening. There's a spy.
Yeah, I know.
You
motherfuckers. Probably you guys.
It's Matt.
You uncreative
Who?
Bitches.
Now, well, listen.
Jim Neidhart? Me?
You could drag, like, all you have to do, I'll tell you how you drag it out.
Drag
them losing the belt drags it out another few weeks.
I was going to say have them fall asleep in a car.
No, but
JYD?
Miz is awesome. You know,
can I get some grab them kids?
Miz is not awesome.
Dude, I'm telling you right
now. Miz and Damian Sandow are both great wrestlers.
I'll tell you, dude, every comedy duo.
It's good. Good thing
you don't
they're
have,
an entertainment
you don't have,
company.
You don't have a Mizdow without a Miz. You don't have a Laurel without a Hardy. You don't have an Abbott without a Costello. You know what I mean? Or a Costello without an Abbott. So, like, you have to have that guy to play off of all the time.
Yeah, but, Kev, I get it, but they need to change up what Mizdow's doing. All he fucking does is flop around the corner like a fish. It's too it's too distracting,
and he
dude.
Was doing all that dumb everybody else's gimmick before he was in the fucking stupid
tag What you're doing is this is the Colossal Connection all over again. Fucking Miz is Haku, and he's doing all the work. That's what it is, well, and it's just fucking ridiculous.
Well, then I'll tell you exactly how you...
You can't have an extended heat segment with one heel fucking doing all the work.
You move it forward. Miz Dow's getting fed up. He blind tags Miz, and he starts actually working. Miz gets pissed, whatever. They have a scuffle. That's
Kevin just
weeks.
Booked next week's Raw.
And then
the blow-offs at the
and
Rumble.
And then they fucking they lose the belts. They go back and forth, try to get the belts back, and then they finally fucking blow up, and then they have their match at WrestleMania.
That's not a bad idea. They
well,
just
as long
need
as
to get
gets rid
it.
Of the fucking Miz trying to recruit fucking the Uso broads oh. to be in the movies.
God, how dumb is that? Get
you,
away from my wife.
Wait,
fucking,
wasn't he?
My wife.
Didn't he also try recruiting the fucking dumb cat a couple
fucking
weeks ago?
Fall asleep with a lit cigarette in your mouth, you fuck.
You think when Miz turns on Mizdow, say he hits him with the belt or something.
The fake belt?
Mizdow gets up and then hits himself and turns on himself.
That's actually a really good
idea. The universe might implode. There would be too many
that's
paradoxes
like
the,
yeah.
at the same time.
He turns on himself.
Or he goes to hit Miz with one of the plastic belts and Miz sells it like it's the real deal.
No.
No.
That won't happen.
And then they trade places.
Stop. Where's the soundboard? I'm sure there's something for that.
All right. You want something?
Yes.
No, you have to be ready to do it.
Yeah, man.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Perfect.
That's all right, beautiful.
That's next match?
Moving on. What'd we have? I don't remember.
This may have been Big... No, this was a...
Was this okay. Big Show?
Big Show Roman,
it,
maybe?
Right here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can I describe...
Big, which we went over that already.
Can I describe the match in one word?
Yeah.
No,
so that happened.
No,
dude, new gimmick, fuck of the week.
11. Good, I like that. Yeah, that's the fuck of the week. That show. Fuck that match.
That
I mean.
Big Show.
Yeah,
Ryback Kane. Match.
No, it was Eric.
Up was John Cena, Seth Rollins, where Seth Rollins lost.
This match went way too fucking long,
John
too.
Cena beat up about 8 people.
Yeah.
It was like some Hogan and Savage Dungeon and Doom overbooking
God.
Shit, dude.
Overcoming
it went on forever.
The odds. Overcoming the odds.
Forever.
I didn't really want to talk about it.
Want to talk about... Forever. Okay, I'll talk about what happened on Raw.
No, we can talk, talk about that. If you want. Oh, no, never mind. Talk about that later.
First of all...
Yes.
So we get John Cena versus Brock Lesnar again. No one wants to see that.
I do.
Why?
Because it's going to be awesome when Cena wins the belt back and takes on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Then what's Brock doing at Mania?
Nothing. Dude, they already stopped making Brock merchandise.
I saw that, but I don't know if that...
Sorry, spoiler.
No, I saw that. That was, it's not a spoiler. It was a headline.
Well, here's another headline. Whose merchandise are they going to be making again, Eddie?
Sheamus.
Somebody listens to this show. Because now they're making Sheamus merchandise.
Sheamus. They said whatever new shit you were going to make for Brock, make it for Sheamus.
Imagine it's like eat, sleep, fella, repeat.
Eat, sleep, bore me, sleep.
What was that? That's a terrible Sheamus theme song.
That was his first one.
Was that Uncle Cracker?
I think that's how his song actually begins.
A boo.
Oh, really? It's like a...
It starts... My hair is red!
Do you remember when he used to get herpes on his tits?
Yeah.
Wonder what that's from.
Fucking old herpes tits.
Dirty whores, Kevin. That's where herpes are born.
Rubbing his fucking nips on the Blarney Stone.
That was good, fella. All right, so...
I'm trying to find this merchandising thing with Lesnar.
Merchandising!
John Cena, Seth Rollins. I guess we get John Cena, Brock Lesnar again in a match that no one wants to see.
I like how they had to reenact the whole fucking Bret Hart, Lex Luger, raising the hands bullshit.
Or the Batista,
oh,
John
that
Cena.
Part, yeah, it was so stupid.
Yeah.
They went through the table the
it was
same
like
time.
It was like Paul Orndorff, Hulk Hogan recreated. What's it been, every 7 years that they can rehash shit?
I don't know, but Roman Reigns came back during that match, and then...
He got a nice little reaction.
But then he cut an epic promo.
Oh, God.
Are we talking Mike McGillicuddy epic?
All right, you know what?
Are we talking Jeff Farmer epic?
Yes. Jeff Farmer epic.
Yep.
Yep.
Motley Cruz.
Why the fuck can't I find that?
You gone done it now.
Motley Cruz? Yep.
All
right. We're stalling.
Well, talk amongst yourselves. What's the next match?
Abu.
All right.
Was it
Bella,
the U.S. title match?
Yeah, Nikki Bella,
sure,
AJ Lee.
Whatever.
Rusev and Swagger?
No, I just said Nikki Bella, AJ Lee.
Yeah, and then he went, sure, whatever.
Slide it up.
When did they become friends again? I'm still lost on
who,
that.
Who, the Bellas?
Yeah.
Spoiler, my kid was watching Raw with me yesterday, and he saw the Bellas together. He goes, they're friends again? I said, yeah. He goes, that's stupid.
How is it a spoiler of a story about you and your son?
Because it's about the Bellas.
But yeah, it was yesterday.
They're already
being
friends
again.
But it was yesterday.
Well, because I wanted to save it to talking about Raw, but I figured it was episode.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, we probably could have gone without mentioning that.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's awful.
All right, so we had Kane Ryback. Went way too long. No one cares about Kane, so they kind of backed Ryback into a corner there. If anything, Ryback should have speared him at the bell, hit him with the shell shock, and pinned him. You get Ryback over.
Yeah, but it's a chairs match. You have to use the gimmick, Eddie.
So ridiculous.
Dude, I know they did a brutal choke slam spot, which you could put. Dude, that choke slam spot with the two chairs that they've put together is the worst thing ever.
Let me ask you a question. Are all of these matches no disqualification?
Only the gimmick ones.
So are all of them? Because if it's a chairs match.
There were only four. There was the tables match, the ladders match, the chairs match, the stairs match, I guess five, and the TLC match.
So, but what is there to stop you from using anything in any of these matches?
There's not.
Like, do you get disqualified for using a table in a chairs match?
No, you don't.
So then what's the fucking point? Why are they not all TLCS matches?
TLCS.
Oh, God.
You know what I heard?
Yeah, grab me one.
And I heard this.
It doesn't make sense, dude.
No. I heard a lot of the main roster guys are really frustrated with how the people in NXT are being treated so well and giving so much good shit to work with.
They're getting paid $100.
But they were like half-assing it at TLC.
Yeah, I heard that they were calling.
And then John Cena
too.
Had to call like a meeting together saying, Listen, guys, we still have to step it up and work our hardest. We can't just half-ass it because we're unhappy with the direction of our company and our characters. Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck him.
No, he is, because these guys bust their ass for nothing, really.
Yeah, but is it wrong to try to motivate the people that you work with?
You know what John Cena should be doing is going to Vince and saying,
I agree with that.
You know what? The boys are unhappy. I'm on their side.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing over there.
That's
I'm going to lead the way. I have say. I'm your guy. Shit's going to change.
Do you think
like Shawn Michaels had balls back then?
Well, so Shawn Michaels also hopped up on pills. So
yeah, Shawn Michaels had eight balls.
Yeah. But they all had balls. God.
Kevin gets the line of the night.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. They all spoke up because they were the only guys getting reactions. Shit started changing. John Cena's more of the kiss-ass corporate walking fucking logo.
He's got a good gig, man.
Come on, guys. You know, I'm just scared to death that if things change and Triple H takes over, I'm not going to be the guy anymore, even though there's plenty of guys much better than me that could probably sell more merch.
Did you happen to read, I caught it before we started the show, it was an interview with Dean Ambrose. I forget who did it, but he was talking about how they wanted They wanted the Shield to get buried by Cena.
I'll get to that.
At one of the pay-per-views?
Yeah, in the news.
And he was like, I didn't want to do it, and the boys didn't want to do it, and we thought it was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Let's go back.
Sorry.
No, it's no worries.
All right,
dude.
So Rusev, Jack Swagger, they totally fucked it up.
Was that match 2 minutes long?
It was like four minutes long.
Four
and change, okay.
What the fuck was the point then? I thought they were going to actually rekindle a fucking feud with these two. I think we did our predictions last week, me and Matt, on the show. I was like, I'm going to be naive, but I think Jack Swagger's going to win. If anything, it'll be a competitive match, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I couldn't believe it.
I know. Unreal.
And now there's no direction for Swagger whatsoever because now they have Rusev with Ryback. Well, we'll get to that, too.
And Zeb Coulter's still hurt.
Dude, I hate how they're using Jack Swagger. And
I know.
That's the one that kills me
so
the most.
Much. Glass ceiling, brother.
And I never thought that. When he came back at his heel run, whatever, with the Del Rio thing about him being whatever, that is what it was. He got busted for pot, all that stuff. But everyone gets second chances, and I'm like, dude, you have gold with Swagger.
They do.
What are you doing?
They're fucking it up.
And I don't know. I was naive thinking that Swagger could have gotten a win against Rusev.
How dare you?
How dare I think that a guy is over?
Dare
and I hate
you.
Rusev.
Okay, so next up we had Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt.
Not the worst thing in the world. Underwhelming.
Very underwhelming.
And in a day and age when you go back to the Attitude Era, you've pretty much done all you could do with the ladders and the tables and the chairs and
change it up, brother.
And the thing about these gimmick matches and having so many of them, and this is just an overall view of the pay-per-view, It takes so long to get something done.
I know. Just a lot of laying around.
A lot of laying around. Setting up. Pulling a ladder, doing this and doing that. And yeah, you get a payoff. But what was the payoff? Dropping an elbow from a ladder onto a table? That's nothing anymore.
I know.
Who leaves a fucking running monitor under the ring?
They tried to explain it.
JBL was like, it still doesn't make sense.
And that's another thing, by the way.
That finish was terrible. Did you see what John Morrison tweeted?
No.
Yes.
John Morrison tweeted something like, is that a certain way of saying that a wrestling TV show has beaten the pay-per-view because he used a TV? The TV was better than the pay-per-view? Like the TV beat a main roster guy?
Saying NXT was better than...
Basically, NXT was better than
he's right.
TLC. What a crappy finish.
Although I got to tell you, I've seen worse fireballs thrown by actual wrestlers than the spark that came out
Hulk
of that
Hogan,
TV.
Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Halloween Havoc.
No, but that spark actually at least flew
into
Ambrose.
I mean, if Goldberg could do it, then...
Goldberg broke his hand punching windows.
God, yeah. Was,
dummy.
Overall, I mean, I wish...
Crappy.
I thought that match was going to be really good.
And how could they end the pay-per-view on that shit ending?
They were either going to end it on that... Or
Cena?
Super Cena, and I think that's why they switched it up.
And I have no problem with Bray Wyatt winning.
Yeah, but they could have finished it because Roman Reigns actually helped them win the match. It would have been a cool moment. And then Roman Reigns and Cena could have had a bit of a stare down to plant some possible seeds for WrestleMania.
But it's not going to happen.
You know? That would have been a great moment to do that.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I actually like that Ambrose and Bray Wyatt got the last match. Because, I mean, it is a TLC pay-per-view, and they had the only TLC whatever S match.
I just think Bray Wyatt is just too lumbering.
I think
he just kind of looks like a cartoon character, like just moves around the arena.
He didn't do his spider walk.
No,
thank God.
He did the lazy, I'm going to hang upside down from the rope, like the middle rope thing and do it.
How cool would it have been when Dean Ambrose climbed the ladder since he took so fucking long and Bray Wyatt's laying on the table if he just fucking spider walked up onto the table, like just got in that position on the table?
That would have been bad. If he could do it, if he could physically do it, that would have been awesome.
It's a table. You could get it.
You know what the funny part about that match was? Like when Dean Ambrose went to get the big ladder to do the dive on the announce table.
Yeah, the crowd.
There were two big ones. There was one and there was one larger and he picked the one that was smaller and the crowd was booing him. He's like, I can't carry that one. He actually yelled out like it would have been too heavy for him to carry the ladder.
Yeah, that was funny.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
So the exploding light bright ends the match.
Oh, boo.
I felt like I wasted 3 hours of my life.
You know what they should have did?
Terrible.
They should have made every match a ladder match, and anyone that didn't have a title or something else on the line put a brass ring.
Was this the...
That would have been epic.
Triple H had a great
Everybody's
comment.
Got a chance to grab the brass ring.
What bullshit. God, so out of touch.
Was this the first time a TLC match wasn't for anything that you had to grab at the top?
Yeah, I think so.
This was like the first one that you actually
couldn't... It was for your entertainment.
For you... So you could win just by pinning somebody? I think
it was like the old ladder matches in ECW. They weren't trying to grab anything. It just meant the ladder was in play,
which meant
nothing a year later when Terry Funk was using the ladder in every fucking match anyway.
Hey!
Yeah. And they did that. Luke Harper did the Terry Funk. Did you notice they didn't try to cover up the blood in that match either? The Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler match?
Yeah, I did notice that.
I think Ziggler got a little pissy frustrated too.
Well, it would have been stupid because I think they figured, oh my God, they're going to spend time cleaning up my wound when the dude can just run up the ladder.
Right, which is what I thought while the
match
was
happening.
So
I think he was like, fuck it.
They boxed him. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
They boxed themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
I really think that if you bleed hard way, it's just let it go.
Let it go.
Is that a
let
Frozen
it go.
Song?
Yeah, it is.
Play it. But
I don't have it.
Overall,
shitty.
But which is surprising because their pay-per-views have been really, really good.
Well, like I said, I think the guys were kind of like, man, NXT just blew us out of the
water.
So
wouldn't that make you want to work harder?
No, because they figured they've been working their asses off so hard and it doesn't matter. What is that?
This is frozen. They just let it go, guys. Sometimes
just let it go.
Just let it go, roster.
Sometimes you
you're
just
you're not gonna make it.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I don't care.
Is this for my, is this for my set?
No, it's for TLC.
I
and S.
Don't care.
Amazing,
Kevin Meaney.
All right, so TLC was
Kevin
shitty.
Kevin Meaney.
Yeah.
Raw was even worse.
The opening promo was legit like a half
hour. Oh, God, we're going into Raw?
We already talked about
23
that.
Minutes.
23-minute opening promo that basically got nothing accomplished.
I'll tell you what it did get accomplished. It pissed Danny Doring the fuck off.
Really?
To make a joke about him owing Jericho $200.
Oh, right.
That pissed him off.
Because he's really owed money.
Because there's a lot of guys owed a lot more than $200.
And that have a lot less than Chris Jericho does.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And Chris Jericho doesn't have to work another day in his life.
No, he
fucking
doesn't.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Still.
What did he? Do you know exactly what he said or no?
I'll find it.
Yeah. He said, you owe me $200.
You know, if they were creative at all, they would have played off like that Better Off Dead movie. And throughout the night, they would have had Heyman like walking backstage and Jericho walk by. $200 and keep going, or like Paul Heyman's in catering, Jericho pops up in front of like the pasta.
No, like
$200.
He takes like the lid off the like one of the trays, and it's just Jericho's head, like the boogeyman did.
No,
okay,
no one's gonna listen.
Here's the Facebook post. Paul Heyman writing a check to Jericho is a direct insult to a lot of people and their families.
200.
I'll be the one with the balls to say it. ECW was nothing to him but a vehicle to get where he wanted to go, despite what many of you would like to believe. I'll be the one to say it. There should have been way more catfights in those days because I clearly worked with a lot of cunts.
I don't care.
No, that's actually pretty...
My jokes don't go over, I don't care.
That's actually pretty telling. Now, was he pissed off at Paul, or it was probably a Vince move?
I think he was just pissed off at the fact that they were making light of Jericho being owed money, considering there's so many guys who were owed money and who, you know.
And during he makes a good point. You heard Tommy Dreamer when he spoke to Austin, right? On Austin's podcast?
Uh-huh.
Tommy Dreamer had a money guy lined up to buy the promotion.
Yep.
He's like, the promotion could have gone on for a long time to come with the backing that he got.
Yep.
And he went to Paul with it, and Paul's like, no, I've got something in the works. Yeah, he fucking sold it down the river to fucking McMahon.
Right. That's how it goes.
But
it's in the works.
Business. 23-minute opening, that was... I watched that.
A waste of Jericho.
And I watched the end of Raw, and I didn't watch anything in between.
Oh, my God. Do you have it in front of you?
I can pull it up. I just don't.
We're gonna
have...
watch the opening of Raw.
No, we're just gonna like go through it quickly and then talk.
I hate to say it. I just Raw's been so bad,
and I hate
what they've been doing lately.
So
you know what?
Bad.
I hate hating it.
It's hard to sit through.
I watch it hoping that it's going to be good, and I'm disappointed every
week.
I'm gonna
pull up the coverage
it's
of
just
Raw.
Really,
there was no.
There was a tag match. Big Show, Luke Harper against Ziggler and Rowan.
Fucking lazy.
Yep.
And Rowan loses again, which again,
yeah.
Why did you even make him a fucking face if all he's going to do is lose?
Yeah, what's the point? And why did you separate these guys and keep them exactly the same?
And what the fuck is Ziggler doing in that match? Although after a huge win, and then he loses the next night in a tag match.
Just, you're supposed to move on with the IC title. How about you develop a feud with another guy that wants the belt?
I mean, I don't mind them continuing the Luke Harper feud, but like...
But he beat him. There's no reason to continue it.
Well,
he
they're 1-1 now, technically. So
yeah, but he beat him.
I know. And he beat him. It was a great match.
Yeah, yeah. But still, like, move on.
There was a fucking tag match with Natty and Alicia Fox, and apparently fucking one of the idiots on commentary mentioned that they were married, like it was like a big secret.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, are you guys fucking retarded?
Does
like,
this mean they're
going to
split up the Usos?
You're
talking about Natty and what's
Natty and Tyson.
Haven't they been saying that all along that they were
married? Yeah, but it was like they made it out to be like a fucking big surprise on commentary. It was
right. Stupid.
Because it's JBL. And
the commentary
the
team
everything
is
that he does.
Fucking awful.
Suck. Oh, it's so bad.
All three
of them need to be shot out back. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I don't hate Cole.
No, I hate them all, dude.
It's bad.
I'm done with them. Dude, they've been doing this for... The King's been there for like 20 years.
His old shit is so good.
His old stuff was good, but then like he fucking fell in love and Miss Kitty broke his heart.
No, when the King first started with Vince, I hated him. When the King went in with JR, gold.
Yeah.
When JR got fucking thrown to the curb, King was done.
Yeah, that was it.
Done.
That was it. I agree 100%.
It starts when they ignore what's going on in the ring and they just bicker amongst themselves because everyone has to be right.
Hate it.
Where's the anonymous GM?
I was just gonna ask you. They didn't have that at all yesterday.
I think that's 86th
already. It was just there and then
Hornswoggle
gone.
Hornswoggle
died. Yeah, because right. Yeah, now they're doing like...
It was strictly there to set up Cena and Rollins.
And how did they move forward with the... Did they make him have an announcement that there's going to be different GMs each
They
week?
Never said that.
Did they or did they
no,
not?
I don't
the
G- think
and who's
did.
Picking them? Is the, it Vince?
The anonymous GM never, like, Michael Cole never read something saying, like, hey, from now on, it's going to be run by somebody else. They never
no,
did that?
No.
All right.
They never... No.
So they just decided, like, hey, you know what? Seth Green.
How hard would it be for Vince to just cut a promo and say, and from every month or every week from here on out, we're going to audition someone every week to see who will be the permanent GM?
Are you sure they didn't do anything like
Never.
That?
Never. They didn't mention shit.
Not even on, like, the website or anything?
Nothing.
Why don't they just bring in Foley to do it?
He don't want to do it.
He'd be good at it.
Right here in Chicago, Illinois.
He'd be good at it. Why don't they, you know what? William Regal, he's right the fuck there.
He's the NXT GM.
Bring him on Raw.
Nah, I think he's happy in his role.
Yeah, I don't take Regal anywhere away from NXT.
Flair.
Woo!
Flair. Yeah, you got a lot of guys you could use. Flair.
At this point,
HBK.
Can I get one of those
Bring back freaking John Laurinaitis.
Oh, no.
Bring someone back.
How about you just fucking.
Dude, put Dusty on commentary.
What?
Dig up. Bring back Jack Tunney's ghost.
Decision.
Jericho, from this point forward,
WWF fucking hated him by the time he was done with them.
The ghost of Jack Tunney will be running
Dude,
the show.
Seriously, you get a chance, read up on Wikipedia what happened with Jack Tunney. Apparently he was like a fucking gambler and a fucking addict and shit. By the time he died, like, nobody went to his funeral and
it's
shit.
It's cheaper in Canada.
Pretty sure you just described every wrestler in the 80s.
No.
Gambler and addict.
I also fucked Stephanie McMahon.
Jericho did the highlight reel with Rusev and Lana.
Eh.
And then fucking Ryback came out to project Jericho.
Project
Jericho. Yeah, project.
Showing whatever. Movies on Jericho.
I showed it on his chest because it's so
gaping. We got the new
tits.
The New Day.
Oh, I want to talk about their promo.
Can we?
They cut a promo before their match.
I love this. I could use that all night.
Their promo that they cut before their match was so bad, it killed them. It killed them.
What? I mean, they tried to say...
It wasn't funny.
They're trying to say... No, they tried to be... Oh, yeah, I guess they tried to be funny.
It was bad.
They keep trying to say, like, oh, no one's too positive. They're hiding something. They're gonna...
Positive?
You have AIDS.
Yeah. So you should have just said you have AIDS. You shouldn't have said the positive.
No, well, right I brought yeah. it in that direction.
But,
you just got schooled.
But,
Okay, fuck it!
But,
That's what I'm talking about.
JB, they're trying to... I think they're trying to go somewhere where, like, they're going to eventually turn heel.
I don't know.
Because JBL was like, nobody's this positive. What are you guys hiding? There's something there.
What are they hiding?
AIDS.
What are you, a fake?
Their promo was terrible.
They
and
are
it's not
awful.
Their fault. It was written
they
really
just don't
bad.
Have anything. What's the,
what are they?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Matt, thank you very much. What? What is this?
No, stop. Stop. I have friends.
That was the worst thing ever, Tony.
Shining Wizards Tony on Facebook.
Yes. Follow him.
At Big Tony Z on Twitter.
Send him all sorts of viruses.
He's
and
the one with
and...
the white hood.
Speaking of which, somebody posted a video online. Jim Neidhart and some other dude dressed up as KKK guys
beating
up Virgil. Yes.
Yeah, it was funny.
Who put? Was that you?
No.
Phil Rea posted
the resident turnbuckle throwbacks racist.
No, but really, what?
What's
I don't understand.
The,
like,
I don't get their characters at all.
I don't know what
they did.
They
did all the promos with, like, the fucking gospel singers. And, like,
but even then was... But I didn't get it.
They've never explained anything.
No.
Nothing's explained. They're just there.
The New Day.
New Day.
And they beat fucking Stardust and Goldust.
Yo, you need some like, spiritual music.
No, I don't want to talk about the fucking New Day anymore.
Like a choir?
But their promo fucking was atrocious.
Yeah.
It was atrocious.
I was actually pretty excited about it because I thought they were going to be, like... I know we always compare them to the Nation of Domination, but not even like that. I thought they were going to be like some new, like, Excuse heel, like, whatever. And then maybe they – didn't we talk about how maybe they switched the way around because of the whole race – like, new race wars that are going on now in the country? Didn't we say that maybe that's why
I mean, it's possible. I don't know.
I don't know.
They're like a fucking – their whole gimmick is like a night of drinking Jack and eating White Castles and just shitting violently the next day.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it is. It's fucking awful.
I did that Sunday night.
Can someone please explain it?
It doesn't make sense.
Tell me what they are.
Yeah, is that,
like, nothing makes sense.
Yeah, they're just like guys. Don't a bunch look of guys like wearing that. Blue and dancing around. There.
Jesus, they fucking suck. They suck about as much as fucking Adam Rose and the goddamn bunny.
Yeah. You think that's? I think they killed it. And here's the thing.
You think they killed off the bunny?
Kane is a heel.
And he got the
heel.
Biggest baby face reaction. The
why
night.
Would you send a heel out? Heel. Do a face thing.
Is he still technically a heel? Did they ever? You never know with them. You can never tell how many times they pull and start and stop turns.
It doesn't make sense. Why would he come out and do it? And Adam Rose is really good. When he was Leo Kruger, I was watching
was
his
great.
Shit. See, amazing.
I watched that video that you put up, and I didn't really like it.
No?
No.
I mean, thought it was.
I think he's a very talented dude.
He's got prune face.
But he's been in the system, just like Sandow, for so
he's
fucking
64
long.
Years old, you know.
So he just, he's tomorrow. He's given the opportunity, and you can't fault him for just doing it.
Right. I still say, if given the shot, I think that gimmick is awesome.
It's dead.
But it's obviously it's dead now.
It's
but
DOA.
I thought
dead forever.
When you put up the Leo Kruger thing, I watched him like
deader than
how,
Crush.
How many cryptic guys are they gonna have? How many like
he was doing it before any of those? Other
I understand
guys.
That. I believe I get that. But like watching it now, I'm like I'd much rather watch Adam Rose on my TV because now I have Bray Wyatt, so I don't need Leo Kruger.
I hate it. You know what I hate a lot about seeing Adam Rose.
His
is
face?
Seeing Adam Rose.
Is that yes. They have talented guys like Jimmy Jacobs dressed up as the Rosebuds and
yes.
Guys like the fucking PWS guys are there.
Yeah.
Like
Damian Gibbs
and Chris Payne and
Bowens.
Anthony Bowens.
But like, you said talented Matt guys, McIntosh. And then you said Chris Payne. You just lost all credibility.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Ah.
Damn.
My name is Chris Payne.
He's going to fucking listen to Creed in the bathtub and cut himself.
Did you see I posted Creed shreds?
He's too busy dealing with protesters.
Yeah.
He's making good money doing that, though.
Yeah, but I feel so bad for him.
No, I do, too.
I just heard.
Wait, who you feel bad for, Scott Stapp or Chris Payne?
Both.
Chris Payne.
Neither.
Aren't they the same guy?
Look.
It might be.
If God enjoyed Creed, Scott Stapp wouldn't be where he is now. Suck it, dick.
Did you see the Creed Shreds video I posted?
Yep.
It's good stuff.
They fucking hyped the stupid Jericho-Heyman fight.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that in the 23-minute opener.
WWE app vote.
I can't. Are we still talking about Raw?
Yeah, there's only, like, a couple more things
left.
Oh,
thank God.
Fucking Lesnar shows up finally.
I kind of want to talk to callers.
And he fucking no-sold all of Jericho's offensive moves and then hit him with a very uneventful F5.
Yeah, so part-timers collide.
Fandango came to the ring. It's nice to see fucking Fandango and Chris Jericho.
With his Alberto Del Remix.
Yeah,
picking
they
up.
Stripped him of anything that could... You know,
that's
get him
good.
Over.
Picking up where they left off fucking 2 years ago, trying to beat up Chris Jericho, and then fucking Marble Mouth comes out.
So wait, Chris Jericho is owed $200 from Paul Heyman and a slammy from Alberto Del Remix.
Yeah.
No, he said it first. I said
it 2 minutes ago.
He said
it's funny
it,
when Kevin says it.
Tony said it first. I thought everyone heard it.
It
so that's
sucks
why
when Tony
I,
says it,
No, it's a good
it,
joke. Tony, that's you.
Kevin all right, you want more sound bites?
That's all you
have.
Yes, please.
The fucking Roman
Reigns. What else does people owe Chris Jericho?
Big Show comes out. He owes ABBA royalties for the last cover they did on the Fozzy album, which
that's
is great.
That's a great fucking song.
SOS?
Yeah, oh, my God.
They did an ABBA cover?
It's better than the original.
Which one?
Pull it up.
Dancing Queen?
No.
I wish. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
Oh, the ABBA cover? Wait, I got it here.
No, stop. Why are you the worst?
Well, here it is.
Stop.
All right, guys. Let's take a minute and listen to... Oops. This is Fozzy, guys, covering
this
ABBA.
This is a great cover.
I want to listen to
really
it.
Good.
This will fill time.
Do you
let's
know
reflect.
ABBA?
I know ABBA, yes, very much.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find.
Comes in hard.
I could sing like Chris Jericho.
He's singing about Raw.
Why did I come back?
Makes sense. Austin Wrestling.
This is our anthem,
Monday Night Raw.
Guys.
It used to be so nice. It used to be so good.
You're
this
gay.
Is it.
You're
he's singing about Raw.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Ozzy's good.
Dude, I'm digging this.
It's fucking great.
So, SOS
save
plays.
Us. Save us, Chris Jericho. Well, listen, save us, Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho, he's done saving people.
Yeah.
He's just fucking writing books and he needs to making albums and
chilling.
Cashing checks like a motherfucker.
So let's talk about what's next.
Good fucking Jimmy Uso fucking beat The Miz.
Yes. The Miz.
No, he beat him.
I understand.
Though.
I heard
former WWE main eventer of WrestleMania losing to an Uso.
Okay, fuck it.
But I actually watched that Uso documentary today, actually.
Oh, 10 Hours of Houston?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
Cooking with the Usos?
Oh, on the YouTube channel.
Whoop-de-doo.
After the match,
yo, this
Miz...
Yo, this is a pancake, yo.
Miz offered pancake. Naomi an appearance
is that really
on
what he said?
Miz TV.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, we could be watching SmackDown right now, because it is live.
So, did it just start?
So we're live, too.
WWE week.
Yeah.
Oh, put it on.
Put on SmackDown, Tony.
No, don't.
No, don't.
It's going to be... your phone's ringing.
Tell that phone to stop.
And then the Steel Cage match.
Okay.
Let's
talk about that.
I wasn't against Brock coming out and destroying Cena.
No, that was a given. However, pin him.
I agree.
Oh, Rollins?
And that's what they did. The same. Yeah, that's why he's in these matches. He doesn't get pinned.
Pin him. He got his ass kicked. Pin him. He beat five guys throughout the match. Finally gets wrecked. He's out.
Yeah, he got fucking zooted.
Oh, here's something.
There you go.
Here's something. Jericho Heyman, right? No disqualification, even though the three options they gave him were the same fucking match.
They do that all the time.
Same match. It's the same match. It's like you're going to fuck a girl, and there's like three fat girls, and you're like, all right, which one? See?
Why are you pointing
it's the
at
same,
me?
It's the same thing. It's like you get the same fucking end result. Yeah. Disappointment.
Yeah.
So the match, there's no real match. Therefore, there is no ending yet. Why didn't Paul Heyman get even more heat?
Paul Heyman cover Chris Jericho. I thought the exact same thing.
Why?
What are you losing with that?
You're nothing.
You get heat. If anything, you're gaining heat. You're gaining stuff.
Why?
Eddie, I swear to you, I was thinking the exact same thing as it happened. I'm like, wait a second. I thought this match was supposed to be Jericho versus Paul Heyman. And then he's like, well, how about when you're going to have to fight Brock? Well, I went, no, he's fighting you. Have Brock Lesnar just come out, beat the shit out of Jericho,
Ring
and
the
have
bell.
You get the fucking cover.
Pin him and be done.
Yeah.
That's it. Awesome.
Yep.
And then at the end, Seth Rollins.
First of all, it completely negated the whole fucking voting process because
it almost made
you feel like it wasn't even a match between Paul Heyman and Jericho. It was a match between Brock Lesnar and Jericho. Anyway, but you're right. 100% right.
And the main event. Pin him.
Just pin him.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
It's so blatantly obvious that they're protecting him.
Obviously. And that's why they have him in a tables match. That's why they have him in a cage match. But you're right. If you're set, it just makes no sense.
And this is the same cocksucker that's going to sit in the fucking locker room and try to motivate everybody else.
See, I can't imagine.
Don't pin me, bro.
I'm sure that's something to do with him, but that's got to be Vince.
Both of them.
It's Vince and it's John going, yes, sir. Yes, boss. You're the band, boss.
Do you think?
Okay, boss.
You're the band, boss.
And like you always say. If John Cena was truly a company guy, he'd be like, no.
Nope.
He's
John Cena is a John Cena guy.
John Cena is a John Cena guy.
Would you give up your spot on the top after
you're
this
not
song?
Giving up the spot. You're never going to not be having that spot.
You make the company better.
Like Undertaker.
Like he can't say, boss, things are fucked up. What can we do?
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
hey,
all right, boss. Couple cancer kids. I get the 1, 2, 3. Another night work for John Cena.
Boss, you think it's smart that I don't get pinned, that he just walks out? Awesome. I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah.
But
Cena, from what I've read over the years, is the same guy that just fucking feeds Vince that shit. Didn't he want to go over Orton or Jericho and Edge in a tag match or
something? Yeah, and like you brought up earlier, and I posted this earlier, he wanted, or I don't know if he or Vince, they were supposed to have him go over the entire Shield.
Yeah, and you didn't hear fucking Dean Ambrose saying, oh, John Cena thought it was a bad idea. It was the Shield. Fucking first year guys like at that spot going, no, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, and I'm going to read his quote. Right now.
Preach on, preach
while you're man. Pulling that up, but didn't Punk say in his podcast with Colt that him and Cena were the only two that would go to Vince and say, that's a stupid idea, that's a bad idea?
Yeah.
I think he said they were the only guys that could do it.
Maybe.
Like, they were the only guys
that
Colt was like, well, who could other than, like, he said maybe, like, Taker or Randy Orton could do it. Cena could do it.
Yeah. All right, here's what was said.
What is this from now?
This is from Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose's interview with
Who was it? Austin? Was he talking to Austin?
Well, what do you have? What are you reading?
Yeah, read what it says.
The Ambrose
have
a source. Interview?
Yeah, the Ambrose interview. Basically, he said Creative wanted them to lose at Elimination Chamber a month away from their first WrestleMania. Like, have John Cena beat them all.
I don't remember if it was Austin. It might have, maybe it was
Jericho's
Jericho?
Podcast.
That's it, it was Jericho.
So Dean Ambrose says that's what Creative wanted. I think it was like our second or third pay-per-view. It was like right before our first WrestleMania. It was a six-man on pay-per-view. The finish was Cena over with the schmutz, or schmaz, I guess.
And we're like,
and Happy Hanukkah!
As soon as we go down to John, and get this is a quote. As soon as we go down to John, we're like everybody else because that's what he does to everybody else.
Kaboom.
Okay, that's coming from Dean Ambrose.
The more you listen to Ambrose do these interviews, I know he did Jericho's, and I think he did one with Colt before Colt ruined his relationship with WWE.
Boom, boom.
He has such a mind for the wrestling business.
Well, yeah. He's not a rookie.
He's not from. He's like one of the newer older guys, I guess you could say. Like his stuff. Like people are always like, oh, Dragon Gate this, Dragon Gate that, and he wasn't a big fan of the Dragon Gate style. But his stuff with Homicide and Dragon Gate was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
If you get a chance, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. It's worth watching.
You know what boggles my mind is that they have faith in him to close a pay-per-view. And listen, again, I'm not upset that he lost to Bray Wyatt, but they have faith enough in him to close a pay-per-view, yet I don't see anything in his future as a top guy, which pisses me off. Does anyone like not agree with me or disagree?
He'll never be the top guy.
Like, you don't think he has a chance to run?
He'll never get it.
I think he should.
Of course he should.
But he won't.
Never.
All right. Never. So
he'll never get
it. He's the titty master.
We can't invest any emotion into these great guys that are getting over because
these guys.
It's because they're not Roman Reigns jacked up. They're not John Cena jacked up.
Right.
They're not.
Exactly.
Tall like The Undertaker.
Exactly.
Huge like The Big Show.
That's it.
World.
Until Vince is dead, it's not going to get better. And all these guys are going to waste the primes of their career just
in
floundering.
NXT and are just floundering around.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's a waste anymore to be in NXT. That was kind of inappropriate for me to say.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a waste, but you can't fucking make a living because they pay you like shit.
Yeah. Now, what are their... Do we know what their kind of bonuses are like for these paper? Do they get anything out of this?
No one knows because of the network.
Yeah,
and no one speaks up.
Listen, why is everyone a fucking pussy? Because they're afraid of losing their jobs, right?
Because there's no place else to go.
Well, the indies are really fucking on
fire. Which we will get into probably at some point because we got to talk about that.
It's not if you can get work; it's if you have. Like, if Zack Ryder left and hit the East Coast, he'd be fine.
Yes. He could be fine anywhere.
But, like, if David Otunga left, like, does anyone really give a shit? Like,
he lives off his rich-ass wife.
The first 3 months would be like, okay, cool. But after that, like, no one would give a shit. No one wants to see David Otunga.
People like him. He's a lawyer, and he's with the rich bitch.
But, all right. So
and a lot of those guys are established indie guys. I mean, like, say you toss out, I don't know, I think any of those guys.
Say Curtis Axel. Would Curtis Axel demand on?
No, if him out with Larry the Axe.
No, he could get along if he's Joe Henning.
We're all bringing up cases that have like a special like attachment to them. Forget everything about their attachment. Forget about what their profession is. Forget about Larry the Axe Henning. Curtis Axel, by himself, was released tomorrow. He'd get work. There's no doubt about that. He would get work. But how long would he be a name that you would want to bring in? And how much money could he make? He's not going to make...
I wouldn't give two shits if
he
was on a card. I'd
say $3,000.
You think he'd get $3,000 for a
no.
spot?
No, $750.
$750.
No, I think he could get $1,500.
No way.
No,
if he comes out as Joe Hennig, wearing the fucking singlet like his old man used to wear...
It doesn't matter what he wears.
I would pay $25 to see him and Ted DiBiase Jr. have a match.
Or team them up.
Or team even better.
Dude.
With Virgil?
Dude, perfectly priceless. That would have been an awesome tag team.
Or perfectly priced.
Perfectly priced.
Yes, this team is worth $2,000.
Ted DiBiase Jr. gets signed tomorrow.
Perfectly priced. That's
we blame Kevin.
Great. That's really good.
I'm telling you, I thought.
See how easy it is just to spitball ideas?
But there's no guarantee. You can go and work a PWS show and do great, and then you can go into the middle of fucking Pennsylvania on a Saturday when there's a snowstorm and some dickhead promoter thinks, ah, fuck it, it's all paid for, we're just going to run anyway, and fucking 10 people show up.
Doesn't matter, so, you still have your...
You still have your $750 or whatever you got paid, but you don't have the merch sales, the autographs.
Joe Hennig is worth $750.
He's worth more than $750.
$750.
A lot of these guys,
I say a G tops.
A lot of these names make a lot of their money from being vended.
Yeah.
You know, when you vend somebody, we vend Steamboat. It's X amount of dollars to him. Doesn't matter what
Steamboat.
We make. If we break even. Or make money, great. If we come under that, Steamboat still got his money.
We still got that money.
Like two titans.
Steamboat's still got that money.
So for these guys, it's hard to go and step outside of the WWE world. And are you going to go? Does Impact want you? Are you good enough to go to Japan?
Right.
Like, where are you going to go?
The
indie wrestling is hot right now, but you still need to... Getting work is one thing, but a lot of these guys make all their money off their merch.
So, really, we can really blame John Cena. Think about it. He's the one guy that could speak up and be like, listen, this isn't going well.
Shut up. Hey, if you'd like to join the conversation, 201-467-8949. The hotline is open while we do some news talk.
Did you post it on
Facebook? We're not doing a little break or no?
Well, it's already quarter after eight. We can keep going.
Well, I'm going to the bathroom.
All right. Kevin's got a pee.
On Facebook
this pee break is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network and
all
some
their shows.
T-shirt company.
Couple indie notes. We'll breeze through this really fast.
Indies notes.
Roderick Strong won the PWG Heavyweight Championship.
The Pwugga.
Yay, Roderick.
Black G's won the CZW Heavyweight Championship.
And
the
I'm
Cage
not
of
near
Death.
The soundboard.
And Joe Gacy won the Wired Championship in CZW.
Did he kill people?
John Wayne Gacy.
Oh. I'm a clown. I want to murder your children.
Alberto Del Rio in Ring of Honor.
Thoughts? He's going to have to learn how to not sell.
He's going to learn how to kick out after everything.
Yes. He has to forget to not get up.
When was the last time both of you watched the Ring of Honor show?
Last 10 years ago.
About, I don't know. The last pay-per-view they had, the one before the last one. In.
Best in the world?
I think so.
Yes, too.
But I did see the clip. Was that a Ring of Honor clip of the Young Bucks doing the flippy-dippy sit-down tombstone?
It was probably from
PWG.
Okay.
Yeah, if it looks like it's in a cafeteria, it was PWG.
Yeah, I think it was PWG then. Are they selling shit these days on the Ring of Honor shows?
Selling what?
Moves?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like DVDs. Like,
no.
How's their product selling?
Like moves.
moves. I think after, like, JR said, like, they need to slow down.
By
like,
God!
They're starting to listen.
The product,
by God!
The pay-per-view they ran in June, Best
slow
in the World,
down,
and the
God.
One they ran, Final Battle,
yeah.
Both shows were great.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get your falsies, but you're not getting
it used to be.
The 15 backbreakers in a row.
My mom wore falsies in
a
bikini.
Oh, my God. You're really just the fucking worst.
Her
sometimes.
Titties were small. She needed assistance.
Me and Eddie are actually having... an intellectual conversation.
Yes,
which
please.
Is A, a hard word for me to say, and B,
a hard thing for me to
hard,
do.
A hard thing for me to do.
No, for Eddie to do.
For both of us.
A boo.
I missed the bell.
He can't even ring the bell.
But I think the addition to guys like, can you pour me some more Yago?
Yeah.
Yago.
I think the addition of guys like Daniels, Evan Bourne, Lethal. Jay Briscoe, like these guys that have been there for so long, like now that they're being focused, like I know they're doing a pay-per-view in March, another one. It just seems like the product is getting better. The storylines are great.
Cool.
And what happened with Adam Cole?
He hurt his shoulder.
He got fucked up in the match with Briscoe, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to win the title apparently at...
spoilers. Oh, really?
It's already over.
Kayfabe, bro.
It's being reported on a lot of the dirt sheets. But he was supposed to win the title, but he fucked up his shoulder.
Oh, boom.
But the Ring of Honor product...
Former guest of the show, Adam Cole.
...is it's doing well.
I'm going to watch it. I'll
and
check
they
it
announced
out.
His first opponent at the TV tapings, Christopher
Michael.
Daniels.
Oh.
Nice.
So Daniels, ADR, or Del Patron, whatever the
Alberto
fuck
Alberto Del Patron?
Yeah.
I think.
Del Remix.
But
I don't...
Wiki.
Everyone's like, oh, he signed with Ring of Honor. I don't think he signed like an exclusive deal. I think he's going to.
Yeah, didn't Matt Hardy sign with Ring of Honor?
No. These guys. There's certain guys,
Willow
I
did.
Think.
Willow.
I think there's certain guys that have that Ring of Honor back? Contracts. And then there's other guys who are freelance workers. I guess they just work here and there.
Yeah, here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, that was sparked a lot of the controversy about how Ring of Honor not allowing their guys to work other places. And it's just not, it's not all the guys. It's just the guys that are under legit deals. There are some guys that are just paid per appearance and stuff like that.
Speaking
so.
Of not. Oh.
Well, is Ring of Honor afraid they could have another Kenny King incident? I mean, really.
Kenny King. Like, yeah, that big deal. It's yeah, like but, he went yeah. from one place to another, and it's just like.
He went to one Ring of Honor to another stupid place.
Yes, a stupid place. Speaking of stupid places, TNA said no to Jim Ross to lend out Mike Tenay.
Tenay stinks.
But still, it's the point, man. Like,
yeah, but
on.
Jim Ross working with Mike Tenay could have been something good.
I agree with you. And listen, Mike Tenay and his we all can agree on this. Mike Tenay was great.
He's not motivated.
Tony Schiavone used to be great, too.
Tony Schiavone? I never had a problem
Love
with Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone.
Well, Tony Schiavone fell into the same shit that Bobby Heenan fell into in the later years
Lazy.
Of WCW. Well, no, it's just that there's no reason to, because there's like, you don't know where the product's going.
Yes.
Nobody gives him a heads up as to what's going to happen. It's like, why fucking show up
so
for
I don't
work?
Blame Tony Schiavone for that.
No, not at all, but still.
But Tony Schiavone.
Mike Tenay and Jim Ross, they're probably, obviously no one's on the level of Jim Ross, but at their time, like intelligence-wise and knowledge of the business-wise,
neck and neck. Yeah,
Jim Ross will always had the leg up, obviously. But Tenay at that time was the guy that you would go to for, you know, Tenay would be or
he'd have the lucha history, the Japanese history.
Bischoff and Schiavone would be your dramatic play-by-play guys. Bobby Heenan, Dusty Rhodes, Zabisco would be your other guy that would be your humor, your analysis, your just, and then you had Tenay, who was the guy,
Tenay,
your knowledge guy. Imagine if there was a Martin show with Tenay.
Tenay. I always thought Tenay looked like that Star Trek character.
Which one?
The black guy with the thing on his eyes?
Worf?
No, the robot.
It could be Worf. I could
Who
see
was the robot? Spock? Who was the robot with the
Data.
Data.
That?
Data?
Data.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Martin.
Yeah.
With Tenay.
I do crack.
Dude, imagine that. That's a new character.
We got it for you, nigga.
Tenene.
Did you know the series finale of Martin? Martin was so fucked up on drugs that he was not allowed to do a scene with his on-screen wife. They had to, like, do scenes separately.
Oh, Gina?
Yeah, because he was so fucked
They're
up.
Talking about bringing that show back.
Don't do it.
But with Ashanti as Gina. Like, everyone else, I think, was the same.
Martin's, like, 400 pounds.
No, he's not.
He was for a minute.
Let me look him up.
You're thinking of Eddie Murphy and the Nutty Professor.
Speaking of fucked up things, have you guys seen a picture of Lisa Turtle lately?
I put it up.
Good Lord Almighty.
She looks like a bad morgue job.
She looks like somebody antiqued her and she never wiped it off.
Oh, she looks so fucked up.
She looks like the after Renee Zellweger.
Someone said she looks like she drank too much Jesus juice. Jesus juice and thunder lager.
She looks Lager. Like Jusha Thunder Liger.
She does.
The mess.
We have Pro Wrestling fat. Syndicate this weekend.
Yes, we do. AJ Styles and Rob Van Dam.
We have Kevin Nash as guest
Don't
commissioner.
Take the Styles class.
Bonesaw versus Mario Baccarat for the championship. Handicapped Heroes versus the Reynolds Brothers.
Yeah. We're not closing, are we?
No, I'm just going over some shit. We got Amazing Red versus Shinron versus Ricochet versus Anthony Nese versus Tracy Smothers versus Brian XL.
You should have said Tracy Smothers last.
We have Colt Cabana versus the Drunken Swashbuckler versus Dan Moff versus Fala Ba with me.
Shining Eddie Jackson.
Yes, sir. Kevin Matthews versus Brian Myers in a Singapore cane match.
I
hope Dan Moff like doesn't hurt you, but I hope he gets a couple of hits in.
We'll see.
I hope so.
you could feel what I felt 12 years ago.
No, thanks. Pat Buck versus, I can run ass. Faster than Dan Moff. Pat Buck versus Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, damn. Shoot.
Say that when you're in a fucking burning house, dick.
Or say that when you're in an octagon with Bobby Lashley.
Reality Check versus the Bullet Club. Don't Carl Anderson started. And Luke Gallows. Habib versus Matt McIntosh.
pleased to meet you.
Chris Payne. Did they announce that? I didn't know they announced that already. Oh, yeah.
Chris Payne and Tessa Blanchard versus Craig Steele and Vanity.
Tessa's hot.
CPA versus Gangrel.
I'm excited.
Chris
for
Payne
that.
Is so lucky, dude.
The Snake Pit, hosted by Jake Roberts with the Untouchables.
Nice.
A Fightmare Battle Royal. And appearances by Booker T, Tully Blanchard, Ashley Mazzaro, New Jack, Starman,
what?
And
they announced
more.
Ashley?
Why did you stretch when you said that you were like, ah,
I was yawning.
I didn't know that they announced Habib versus McIntosh and Ashley.
Ashley.
CPA versus Gangrel.
That's fun.
You ready?
Dude.
Come on, man.
Nice. The Vampire Warrior.
This could be one of the greatest entrance music like of all time.
It is, I think.
It is. When this is the best.
The stage would creep up and he'd just like have that little bob going.
This was great. Demolitions was great, song-wise.
Yeah, but this was, but this was like a whole gimmick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole thing was fantastic.
Yes,
did, this. Did we cover that Stryker is doing the...
we completely went over it.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I think Stryker tries to be too smart for his own good.
Matt, what did we talk about? The car on the way over here.
Kevin said that earlier.
I get that
in the
too.
Car. On I'm the sorry, Kevin.
No, it's fine.
Tonight.
No, this is perfect. I'm
I get
that
too, though.
Else agrees
I totally
with
agree with that.
But when he did, so now he's going to be the color guy with Jim Ross.
Hey, he's African American.
Jesus.
Matt Stryker.
Jesus.
I do agree that it's going to be. Hopefully, Jim Ross can put him in check, though. Because when he was in WWE and he sounded like a dick, he really did sound like a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I understand he was knowledgeable. But
eventually,
he really did sound like a fucking dick.
And he wasn't always right about things.
But he was with Todd Grisham, though. So, like, I mean, wasn't
What's
he?
What's wrong with
he was,
Todd?
He was just, but Todd Grisham doesn't know how to keep somebody else in line for, like, Jim Ross could fucking be like, hey, man.
What if it was Jim Ross and Mean Gene in Japan?
Mean Gene was
drunk
drizzling shits doing commentary.
He'd be
dude.
Saying fucking holy balls all day long.
Did they take they took Renee Young off commentary finally, right?
She's and too busy getting married to Dave Megapowers.
What was she doing? What show was she even on?
She was NXT for a while. She was
terrible. They added the what's his name?
Hated her.
I like wrestling.
Basically, yeah. That's such a great move by
that
guy.
Who was better, her or Susan St. James?
Susan St. James.
George. You know what I hate about Mean Gene doing commentary? They started showing Tuesday Night Titans on the network. Every match, he's like, oh, like every fucking move. It was worse than McMahon going, what a maneuver.
He has the voice of an announcer, and that's what he
that's
should
it.
Be.
That's what he has.
Even like his interviews, he asks one question, and he should just let it go. Yeah.
He was good. He reacted
put that cigarette
right
out.
Yeah. His reactions
dude,
were great.
His
that's
interview,
where you hit, fuck it.
His interview with David Schultz from...
Fuck it.
From not WWF, from the AWA, where Dave Schultz started going into Hulk Hogan, like hanging out in San Francisco, and he was looking for women, but it was men that looked like women, and Mean Gene just loses it. He's and he goes, what's wrong with you, Gene? Fucking great.
He was good at what he did. He just should have
never been on commentary.
Yeah. I always,
Lord Alfred Hayes was always a welcome addition over Mean Gene.
I always hated Lord Alfred Hayes and Sean Mooney until now. Now I sit back and listen to them, and I'm like,
they were
I
funny.
Can,
at least
I can
Lord,
deal with this.
At least he tried, you know?
Sean Mooney and they were like, I guess like the B team, so like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan.
They were the
Ventura at the time,
they were
still good though.
They were the Coliseum Video exclusive team.
They were funny.
Or Wrestling Challenge.
They weren't like that bland. They were funny. They had good times together.
They did have good times together.
I remember them well. They had
I
good times.
I do too. That's some good times.
I was there.
He's dead.
Who did they used to do on those? It was like Sean Mooney. It was it Pete Doherty? They used to put like a bunch of guys like.
Is that the guy that claimed to be like molested by Pat Patterson? Who's that?
Might
guy?
Have been. A bunch of them were.
I don't know.
And Lanny Poffo used to do a lot of that commentary too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You had those guys. You had the Genius at one point. Then you had Piper and Savage.
Piper was great.
Yeah.
And then Virgil, get up, Virgil! They would even put like Mike McGurk in for like the Coliseum
would
releases.
They?
Yeah, dude.
Oh God.
They had some wild fucking what's his name? Don Morocco used to do commentary on a lot of that shit too.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
Whoever
remember
those like
there
the,
that
remember
day.
Like the college like the super tapes and
super tapes.
Oh,
I didn't say it like that, did I?
Yes,
oh, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-oh.
I got excited because
the secret is out.
It brought me back to my childhood, man. The super tapes.
What are you
were gay.
A fan?
My childhood, but I liked boys first.
Okay, fuck it.
I liked boys first, then I liked girls
fuck
second.
You guys. You boys gotta, first. I'll fight all of you right now. Let's
Tony,
go.
What's the time stamp on that? We got to go back and isolate that.
It's 7 o'clock.
128. Can we... 7 o'clock.
Do you guys have
down.
A...
Write it down.
Do you guys have a
never replace in your face?
The super tapes. Those are great.
Super tapes. Have...
If you guys have a nickel, you can see Sonny's pussy.
Hey,
listen, I like Sonny.
Can't knock her hustle.
Yeah,
let her yeah but you can knock them titties.
Oh, boy.
Maybe I will.
I'll tell you what.
You know, like it's sad.
I would, if I wasn't engaged, I would spend the money.
Why would you not just spend the money anyway? It's over Skype.
Yeah, but I just feel dirt. Like,
use the Shining Wizards Skype account.
Dude, just take her out on a date. Same result.
Oh. Yeah, but I'll probably spend more on a date.
You have AIDS.
Fucking how much did Burger King cost?
Wow. Kind of a chunky girl.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Ah, leave her alone.
She's a great lady. She's going to make her money. I just think, you know.
I can't knock it at all, man.
It was only a matter of time before somebody screenshotted her pussy.
Fuck it. Right in the
pussy. Fuck her right in the pussy. Fuck her right in the pussy.
In your face.
It's true. The pictures on the dirt sheets.
That's what it sounds like when you put it in.
That's when you pee afterwards.
That's awesome.
I love you, Tammy. You're the best.
201-467-8-WIZ. Call us and join us.
Is it even like advertised on Facebook that we're live? That's
yeah.
Calls?
Oh, yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah, fuck them.
No, so I know some people are listening. I guess they don't want to call in, but it's all good.
SmackDown.
Well,
is on.
What are we going
to. I don't want to watch SmackDown because then we'll just sit here and start watching.
No, I don't want to watch it either.
When will that happen?
I wanna.
Oh, God. Yeah, so let's talk about that. Sonny, you know.
Sonny!
I can't knock it. If you're going to pay for that, pay for it.
Dude, you're a
have
grown
fun.
Ass person. You're an
enjoy
adult.
Your night.
Make your own fucking decision.
These are the times when I wish we still had the monitors working.
Why don't they work?
Because you guys could never punch in with the laptops. I could plug you in on the HDMI.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm not going to do it now. The show's almost over.
No, because you got your kids playing fucking tanks.
I can rewire
there.
Anything in 2 minutes, dude.
Let's have the monitors. I like when the monitors are up.
Fucking
did
fancy
we talk
guy.
About?
Uh-oh.
Did we talk about
no,
Fala, Mario, Moth,
oh, yes.
and bodies invading reality of wrestling in
that's,
Texas? This
that's
past.
What I wanted
yeah,
to get to when we started talking about indies.
Big
it
deal.
Was a whole hodgepodge. Like fucking Wildcat Sports was down there too.
Yeah, there's big things going on. We got
can
Wildcat Sports,
that?
Reality of Wrestling, and Pro Wrestling Syndicate just battling it out and working together.
Looking for national supremacy.
God damn, man. They got it right. That's a good crew of
have
fucking
you,
organizations.
Have you spoken
right there.
To any of the boys?
Yes.
Danny or Fala or Justin or Mark?
It was a phenomenal trip.
Yeah?
Yes. And,
I mean, I saw the video that Danny put that Moth put on Facebook saying that Booker's organization's first class.
Yeah. They treat them
incredible. Yeah.
Professionally.
Wait, want to play a game real quick? What's
okay.
this?
Sonny's anus?
Yes.
Ooh, I win.
Winner, chicken dinner.
What did I win?
Nothing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a fan of wrestling in Houston, Jersey, fucking
Nolens.
I mean, you got to follow, and they have such a fucking awesome talent roster. All three companies.
All good people.
We're more adapt to PWS, but, you know, ROW, they have stuff online. You can definitely check those guys out. Wildcat has a YouTube page, and we've worked with Luke before in the past and had his guys on, and I'm
huge
sure we
fucking
will.
Arms.
Well, you know what? I watched, I mentioned how I watched, like, the Uso documentary before.
Oh, Uso, crazy.
Uso, crazy.
Were they making pancakes?
Uso, stupid. I didn't realize
so
that they
about to say pancakes?
They were sent to Booker T's ROW, and that's where basically they started training with Umaga and under Booker T. So
right,
I mean they create stars there, and
yeah.
PWS creates stars, and
you got Wildcat Sports. You got Bob Halley over there.
Bob Halley's Comet.
Bob Halley, Joe Osmond.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle them pots
fat.
And pans.
I will.
Luke Hawk's calling out AJ Styles.
He's been doing that for like months now.
Apparently, AJ Styles is a faggot.
I'll give props.
Not
to,
my words.
Houston Wrestling Radio, they're a fellow wrestling podcast. They were Twitter friends. They kept me
yes.
updated.
Good people.
Throughout the night on Twitter about what was going on and,
oh, good.
And who was winning what. And they were like...
That's Evan Prout, right?
No, it's definitely not Evan Prout.
Jesus,
Prout can
dude.
Fucking... He's such a weirdo. I'm tired of fucking hiding it. I don't give a shit.
Oh, wow.
He's so
creepy. We got heat, brother.
It's not heat. It's just fucking weird.
We got heat.
If I want to talk about my day, I'll talk to my fiance, not some heat. Random wrestling fan.
You know what you
fan.
Say? You say, how was your day? I don't know. How was your day?
You know what he just did? He said, on my... I posted about us going live, and
yeah,
he commented about to give us...
Oh, boy.
A shout out. Great, good. It's still weird. I'm sorry.
Evan, call in.
I'm not going to beat around the bush about it.
Let's call his show. Is there a number up? Let's call his show.
Let's not and say we did.
Hey, is it JP's show? Yes.
No, please.
Yeah, I'll go check. Yeah.
Jesus.
Stop. Nope. Stop fucking feeding the beasts.
It's that time of night.
Eddie, hold on. Wait a second. Before we do that, isn't PWS having a couple seminars this weekend, too?
Yes, Tully Blanchard and...
On Sunday, and then AJ. Is it AJ Styles on Saturday?
Shining Edward Jackson is holding one in the back of his van.
Yeah, I am.
7 to 7:10 on Saturday.
That's right.
Oh.
Be there, boys.
Hi.
Yeah, Tully Blanchard
is Sunday.
No, they're both Saturday. AJ Styles is like 12-2, and I think Tully's 2-4. I think they're both Saturday.
That? They switched that?
You might want to pull it up and just...
All right, we'll do it.
Hey, sure. I'll pull it out.
Hey, let's call into the Wrestling Debate Show right now.
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Well, listen, we won't say it's me.
They know the number.
Not if you star 6-7 it.
Skype?
What is this, 1999?
Hold on, I'll put it on speaker.
Want me to do an emergency breakthrough?
Well, we will party like it.
I'm going to do it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you can do
yourselves.
It. We'll
wait, can we laugh at the Blog Talk Radio jargon?
What's the number? Do you know it?
No, why would I fucking
You celebrated
know
his birthday with him.
Yeah, you wouldn't even come to my apartment for my birthday, but you fucking
I was sick.
Fucking shit, JP.
Did you want me to get you sick?
Yes. I would much rather be sick than sit alone by myself.
He didn't get his birthday blowjob this year, Eddie. Come on.
Why not?
Because you didn't show up.
You can get it right now.
Nobody showed up. It was fucking
depressing.
You had
Buck Jeff Jarrett. We didn't even announce that. Did you say that when you ran down?
He did.
Yeah. Mm. Randy the Ram.
How's that? Is that good?
No. I'm done. I'm over it.
No, he's got me.
Over like
if
Rover.
Mario Picard wouldn't have it any other way unless you were.
Why?
Why? All right, you got to go off mic.
Is that on your computer? Yeah, go off mic.
This is important, guys.
No, it's not. You could turn that off, right?
Go off mic and call in.
No, I can't turn it off.
No, Tony can turn it off.
I turned it off.
Ugh, God.
I'm telling you, go in the other room and call in, because then we can listen to you call in.
It's awful.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can give us the heads up when you're going live. All right, Kevin, you may want to switch and turn up the volume here. Actually, turn up the volume, and I'll kill it here. And then when you give me the high sign, I'll turn it up.
Ugh.
Turn it up! All right, so who's going to put it on the laptop? Well, no, turn up the volume. Oh. I can mute it from here. Right, see? I can do that. I have the power.
They are both Saturday. How about that?
I know who this is.
Hey, hi, Shining Edward. It's JP, Ronnie, Phil, Will, Bill, and Donna, and Lisa, and 17 other people.
The white, another bad creation.
Maybe like a stutterer? Be overweight Larry.
Does he know your number?
Just be fat Dennis.
Wing it. Just wing it, dude.
Blog Talk Radio.
Play it. Put it on.
No, he's going to give us the 316. Do we have any more news to get into?
Sure we do.
I don't have anything else.
No? Well, we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Pod. Well, might as well just get it out of the way. Wait.
Yeah,
all right, wait. We got live coverage.
All right, hey Jaime, we got a call.
Jaime,
call
here. Fucking real Jews on this show.
Wrestling debate.
Hey guys, what are you guys talking about? This is Ted from Texas. I'm a fan of the ROW and the PWS guys over there. They were really, really good.
How were you at that show there, Ted from Texas?
I was at the show, and Danny Poss was there, and he was so good and big. Heavenly Bodies was
there. Why did he become Andre?
And there was just a lot of people there. It was really good show. What do you guys think of Booker T?
I like Booker T.
I don't care, I don't care.
You know what's great about your show?
What's that?
I don't know. What is great about your show, anyway?
Everything is great about my show. Now, let me ask you this, Ted from Texas. Are you going to be coming up to New Jersey for the show on Saturday?
What's on Saturday?
Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
What does your underwear smell like?
My underwear smells like roses, especially after I fart.
Oh, clever. Who's laughing at that, fucking Ronnie?
I like men. Is that okay?
That's quite all right with me. I like
of course
women.
It is.
Jesus Christ.
What are you, a fag? Oh, my God. So tell me more about yourself, Ted from Texas.
I have bodies in my trunk.
You have like bodies in your trunk, can I? Oh my good lord, I think I know who that was, and if that's who I think it was, I'm gonna bitch slap him on Saturday.
Uh oh.
You're gonna get bitch slapped by fucking hot dog fingers. I don't fucking know. I
don't
care.
Alright, we've had enough of that. Please turn that off.
Fucking gross.
Stays on.
Ugh.
Ay, ay, ay.
The worst.
So what else we got going on?
Do you guys know what bronies are?
Yeah, people that like My Little Pony.
Okay, so you do know.
Whoa, what's this?
Yeah.
Why do...
He's still there. He's like haunting
us.
Can you
fucking turn it off, please?
Yeah, please, come on.
You turn it off.
All right, fine.
No, I got it.
Eddie doesn't like when I take his candy away.
Don't fucking touch my candy. I got it.
I watched a whole documentary about bronies.
Oh, did
Why?
You?
Why? Because it's fucking weird, and I like weird shit.
Oh, we have a call.
It's probably JP.
No.
It's probably him. Ugh. It's probably him. Don't answer it.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Hello, boys. It's your old pal, Hummer.
Wait, Kathy, hold on 1 second. There's somebody here who wants to talk to you.
Hey, beautiful. How's it going?
Hello.
Is this Hummer?
Yeah, this is Hummer.
Hey, it's Larry. How's it going, sweet tits?
Well,
why are you laughing? I'm trying to mac on you.
Larry.
I'm trying to mac on you, but I don't have a Big Mac, but I'm fucking hungry.
I bet you are, Panama Red.
Oh, so how's it going?
it's going. What'd you do with the rest of the wizards? What, are they tied up?
No, I'm here by myself. I'm doing a sexy episode.
Wait, Jimmy, you're all by yourself?
Hey, if I took out my pudding pop, would you give it a lick to try to get to the center?
You gotta put something in a drink first.
No, come on, get out of here, Dennis.
We have another call. Adam together.
There's no other call. What the fuck are you talking about?
I heard another call coming through. You didn't hear that.
No, it was not another call. An apple pie with that.
Is this Kathy Hummer?
Yeah, it's Hummer.
Oh, hello, Kathy.
Did you mean to call JP's show?
I think so. I think
give him the number. Please, if you guys are listening, please call JP's show.
Okay.
Give out the number.
All right, call JP's show right now. Say you're from Texas. His number is... Oh, God, I can't even see it.
Come on, yes, you can. Here, I'll read it.
323-870-4022. Call his show.
Yes, please call his show. We'll be listening.
No, we won't be.
No, we won't.
So, Kathy, what's up?
I just wanted to call in and say hi to my favorite wizard.
What are you wearing?
Hummer.
So basically bringing nothing to the table.
This is
basically.
Matt. I got a question for you. I know you have tickets to the Royal Rumble.
Yes, sir.
Main event, Cena, Brock. You're not happy, are you?
No, I'm kind of pissed. I'm going to go find the nearest bar.
If you
or,
had... Hold on
or
there,
I'll
mumble
find
mouth.
A cheesesteak.
Hey.
Yeah, cheesesteak and the pussy, huh? We all
if
know.
You had known, because Royal Rumble falls into that category of
category?
Shows that sell themselves.
Corey.
I'm actually trying to
Corey
make this,
Feldman?
Make this something people can listen to.
Thank you.
Survivor Series, Mania, Rumble, SummerSlam. You buy that ticket just because the name of the show. If you had known it was going to be Brock and Cena, would you have brought the ticket?
Or bought?
Either.
First of all, I win my shit. I don't pay for my shit. I win my stuff. All
right, enough putting yourself over. Answer the fucking question.
Listen, Matt. Shut the fuck up. Okay?
Oh, in your face.
And that's that. You can hang
okay,
up on...
fuck it. What's next?
There you go.
That's mean, dude.
Wow,
no, you were mean to her, and she tried to give you it back, and you couldn't tell.
No,
you.
I don't need her fucking shilling herself on our fucking podcast.
He asked Edward Schilling.
He asked a legitimate question.
Evan Prout.
He asked a legitimate question, and she
danced around it by fucking making
don't
yourself.
Give a shit if you won.
Just answer the question.
Just answer the fucking question.
I agree.
Why are you watching fat women trying to button their pants?
Matt,
that's my thing. What's your thing?
But that's a valid. Listen, I think the Royal Rumble sells itself on the Royal Rumble.
Just like
match.
Mania. Yes. Eddie and Tony left. Fucking, they didn't want to see Cena and Rock.
Hell no.
And we didn't want to get stuck in traffic either.
I would go to Rumble because I've never been. That's the only thing I've never been to.
You've never been to a Rumble?
Never been to a Rumble. I've been to everything.
Really? The only
never
one been. I haven't been to. Yeah.
You've been to all the
series.
In your houses?
Oh.
Oh, it's a block number. Oh, uh-oh. Jesus.
All right.
Shining Wizards. Shining Wizards.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
Who is this?
It's the Stick Man.
Oh.
Holy shit. He's alive.
No way.
I've arrived.
Wow. What's going on, Stick Man?
Not a whole hell of a lot. I just finished doing a show myself, and I heard you guys were on, and I said, well, I have to check you out.
Fantastic. Hey, man, question. You watch Raw?
Occasionally when I'm very drunk and very lonely.
I like it. Okay. Like it's really bad now. Like you watch the last pay-per-view? Because we've been shitting on it all night.
On and off. I had, some grass to watch grow and some paint to watch dry, so I kept flipping channels.
Yeah, there's better things to do over there.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Do you smoke some of that grass while the paint's drying?
I have been known to on occasion. But nice. I was very, very young, and I had a lot more money then.
Those were the days, right?
That's right.
When life was good. So what's going on over there in Canada?
Absolutely nothing.
Nice, nice.
It's winter, so everything's closed until the snow melts.
That must suck.
Yeah, imagine. How far are you away from shit? Like, are you in the middle of nowhere? You have to, drive miles?
Do you see moose out your window?
No, I'm pretty close to the middle of everywhere, to be honest with you.
The middle of everywhere.
That narrows it down.
He is from Middle Earth.
Precious.
Why don't you plug your stuff, man?
Want me to plug? All right. I just finished doing a show with the owner of Mega Pro Wrestling.
I'm sorry. Repeat that. I talked over you.
Yeah, Kevin's an idiot.
Not a problem. I said I just finished a great interview with the new owner of Mega Pro Wrestling. I'll hopefully have that up.
Don Mecca?
Mecca Pro Wrestling.
Mecca Pro.
Mecca Pro Wrestling. Right. What's about an hour away from here. It's a proud Canadian product.
Awesome. They've been around for a while?
They've been around for a while, and they just sold some new owners, and we got an Apex exclusive on our show with some new and really horrifying news that's going to be coming up on their first show in February.
Horrifying news.
Horrifying news, yep.
Krampus.
it's not Santa's brother.
Not Krampus.
Can you, so you're not going to give us any teasers here on this horrifying news.
No, not here. Not on here. No, I had to promise I wouldn't, actually, but... Well, because it involves a certain individual, and that individual is going to get the news actually when it broadcasts as well. So, I swore that I wouldn't say a word. He's going to hear about it the same time everybody else hears about it.
Well, there it is.
Hey, what are the ladies like up there? You're in Toronto, right? Or you're outside of Toronto?
I'm just outside of Ottawa, actually.
Oh, Ottawa. That's it. My mistake. Ooh. What's the woman like in over there in Ottawa?
The woman like.
What's the woman like?
The woman. Well, there's my wife.
One of them. The one woman. What's she like?
My wife, she's gorgeous, she's smart, she's funny, she's fantastic.
Nice.
There you go.
I don't know how I got her. I don't deserve her. I'm a dog. I'm a worm. she's too good for me. That's what her mother said. That's what my mother always said, so it must be true.
Wow, you sound like an awful person. I don't understand how you could be so awful with that awesome accent of yours.
You sound like a nice guy.
I am such an asshole, I can't even tell you. But anyway.
Wow.
I don't know about that. Stick Man.
Jesus Christ. I almost don't, like I want to be mad at him, but I can't because he's just like, I'm an asshole.
You're not an asshole. Hey, man, thanks for calling. It's good to hear your voice again. We've missed you.
Yes, we've missed you a lot.
Tell your Ottawa senators to get it together.
I'm trying, man, but I guess the foot just isn't far enough up the ass.
Yeah. Fucking, how do you fire? I mean, we're going to get into a hockey conversation right now. You fired fucking McLean out of nowhere. Who'd you guys end up picking up? Was it the
assistant coach, actually.
That's right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so, he's done so far. It's been 50-50 as far as I know. Of course, he's only coached two games, but.
Were you at the game when, what's his name, came back and retired?
I was not. You couldn't get tickets to
Alfredson,
that
right?
Jimmy Snooker.
Yeah, Alfredson. The traffic was ridiculous. I knew better than to even try. I said, I'll just stay home and watch it on the Roku.
There you go. Roku. All right, buddy. I just wanted to get a little hockey talk in. I love my hockey here in New Jersey. So
thanks for the mumps.
Anytime.
mumps, yeah.
Awesome, brother.
Canadian mumps. The Canadian mumps, they're cumps.
Ah!
Sounds like what Matt has already.
All in my pants.
Wait, Ronnie?
All in his ass.
Ronnie cumps.
Sounds like what you get from Sonny. Hey,
if you want, if you're interested in checking out the clam, we could get a three-way going on Skype. Probably save us each a couple of bucks.
I don't have a nickel.
Oh, man.
Oh, boo.
Well, maybe you should take naked pictures of yourself.
And even if you did, it's probably not worth anything anyway, right? Aren't we back to, like, being off kilter with the loony?
The loon.
Would she take Canadian money, or does she want a hamburger, a cheesesteak? What is she?
I think she'll take anything.
We already have an ATM for cheesesteaks, actually.
That's what
so.
She,
well, she likes ATM.
I think she likes Arby's. I don't know.
Roast beef, double cheese?
Well, that's what she's showing. That's what she's getting.
Well, dude. I'm not thinking Arby's. But
thanks for calling, man.
Good to hear from you.
Great show. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Hey, happy Boxing Day, my friend.
Always.
Yes. Take care.
The day after Christmas is Canadian Boxing Day.
And I think that's fucking gay.
All right.
Dude, Stickman is alive.
Wow.
And he's married and his wife hates him.
No, I think
we learned a lot
he
today.
He hates himself.
It yeah, sounds kinda. Like he hates himself.
Very it seemed like he was in an upbeat mood.
No. Yeah, but it's the accent, dude. He could be like, oh, my parents were killed in an accident and my wife was hanged and I cut my foot off in an accident.
But you know it's sunny out, and that's what it's all about.
I can't get to the store for 4 months because of the snow.
I didn't know if Tony was Canadian or the goat from the Adam Sandler season.
I got a snake, man.
It's all right, little fella.
It wiggles.
Okay,
this
so
way
I'm just
going
to stay right here. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Any news?
Yeah,
any
you're
news?
Playing with your cock well, and balls.
We were talking about
I think we're done with news.
No, we were talking about Tanae, and I just read that.
Tanae
is going to be now
we did that joke already.
Hosting
the Oscars?
The new TNA show that's going to be debuting on. TNA got a second show with Destination America.
Wow,
oh, that's two that people won't see.
It's going to be called TNA Unlocked, and that's going to be hosted by Tanae.
Really? So, TNA Unlocked?
It's going to be, I guess, just like a recap show, I guess, maybe with a match, perhaps.
Do you think them doing the show Friday nights is going to be good?
No.
Friday night is the worst night to watch TV in America.
Here's why? Dude, they follow it up with roller games? They got a roller jam? They got something going.
TV's changing now, man. I mean, you don't have to be home to watch it.
That's fair.
You think about this. Like, okay, you like wrestling. It's on a Friday night. You're not going to have to be like, fuck, I can't go out tonight because fucking TNA's on. No, you DVR that shit and you watch it whenever you want. So it doesn't matter.
But
it does not matter when shows are on anymore.
I agree with you. But
at all.
On a network that already doesn't reach the amount of people that Spike reached and that WWE reaches, it hurts. So putting on another show, TV is still TV. TV will always be where you want to be regardless. You want to be, your main TV is what you watch.
Yeah, but it seems like people, you know, they're not doing it right. They think, well, if we're on a good time slot, people will be flipping through channels. They'll see our wrestling show and they'll stick with it, basically. Because people that like wrestling are going to know TNA has a product. If you know there's a WWE and you're not eight, then you know that there's a TNA. If you can read and you have the internet, you know there's a TNA and you know it's on Destination America. And if you get it and you want to watch it, you'll watch
right.
it.
Shit, dude, I'll do you one know? Better. Fair. When we were kids, I knew WWF because I used to see it on The Garden.
Yeah.
On the MSG network. I used to see it on like Channel 5 in New York. I used to see it on Channel 9. Flipping through the channels one night, I came across the NWA on the Superstation Saturday night.
Right.
That's what, like, going
but
back
that's
when
before
I,
we knew it existed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
We know now.
Dude, when I was a kid, when I stumbled upon WCW, I never knew that it was like 6:05 because like their Sunday show was 5:05.
Right.
And they had a 9 o'clock in the morning show on Sunday and maybe like a 10 o'clock in the morning show on Saturday.
They used to piss me off. They used to put Clash of the Champions on TV for free, and they'd always have some big schmoz at the end. Like they'd either run out of time or have the Horsemen just run in and fuck the match up.
Yeah.
Always.
How dare they have a free event?
Every show. Like, dude, there was one where it was like 4-on-4 in the cage. It was like the Horsemen.
Tony just caressed Eddie's knee.
I didn't mean to, but it kind of felt good. I want to do it again.
Ah! He brushed it.
But it was like it was like the Horsemen and Dusty and like the Road Warriors. And I want to say Nikita Koloff, but I might be wrong. And they were all in the cage and they did the ring announcing. And as soon as the match was ready to start, we're out of time. See you later. I was like, what?
Yeah, that sucked.
That
they never timed the shit
annoy
right.
Annoy me.
Ever. But going back, the days of flipping through the channels and coming across something.
Getting lucky with ECW was a prime example of that.
At yes.
Yeah.
As a prime example of that.
Just, and it was right. It was one person found it, and it's like, yo, you got to watch MSG at midnight on Saturday.
I
but then
watched
it would be
it,
like 1 o'clock the next week, or it'd be like 2 o'clock the week after that.
I didn't
that.
Watch it on MSG. I watched it on some weird Channel 50.
There used to be, we used to get.
Something like
it was some sports channel out of Philadelphia we used to
yeah,
get too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some weird ass channel.
And then even like the lower, like the bottom of the barrel indies, you would catch.
IWCCW used to be on
yep.
TV all
and
the
you,
time.
And I would get excited because like, I love wrestling
do you remember
and
the
I'll
music?
Watch this.
What did they? Did they use?
Oh, well, that's a.
Oh, they used to use rock and roll part two. I remember them using the Midnight Express theme though for a while.
No, no, no. IWCCW, right?
Yeah, the Savoldis.
Yeah,
and then even like, do you remember even like stupid promotions like
American Wrestling Federation?
Yes,
ECPW still runs on Comcast here. In
who?
North Arlington.
Who does?
Gino, ECPW. It's on like Monday and Fridays at like 4:30.
I don't know.
They do a half an hour show, yeah.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, yeah. Right, a public whatever. Access.
But like he just said, American Wrestling Federation, where's all the guys that were just out of their WWE
it was rounds.
Contract. It was like Hercules, Warlord, Tito Santana,
it was
Mr.
Tito,
Hughes.
It was Tito and Cowboy Bob Orton were always fighting for the championship.
Bob Orton, yeah.
Tito still drags that belt around to all his
does he?
Yeah. And the AWF was, belt had the red, white, and blue strap.
Who was the fucking guy?
Bill Apter used to do fucking interviews for that show.
Bill Apter did interviews for a lot
Hercules
of shows.
Hercules was in
dude.
A team with somebody. Was it him and Mr. Hughes? I don't know. AW, it was like the
I think the Freebirds were there too.
Ended up showing up. And even the Lord Warriors showed up.
It was the round system.
It was crazy. And I actually enjoyed like I enjoyed it. I think it was it Jeff Gaylord
dude,
or was
I
that
think,
Global?
I think when we were kids, man, anytime wrestling was on, we enjoyed
when
it.
When you found it, you were stoked.
Exactly.
Yeah,
nowadays,
but now you
like,
know about it.
Nowadays, if you saw that on TV, if you were a kid, you'd be like, nah, this doesn't look like wrestling. This isn't WWF, and you'd fucking change the channel.
Well, it's the same thing, like, I think we've brought it up before, like, cartoons that you watched when you were a kid. You want to watch them now, and you're just like, oh, we're
they
right.
Suck.
This
yeah.
is
yeah.
bad.
Yeah,
when you were a kid,
except for the Ninja Turtles.
But I think...
They're pretty bad, too.
I think when we
it's
were kids,
bad now?
Though, yeah. WWF, when we were kids, well, at least when I was a kid, it wasn't the polished show that's on TV every Monday. It was in different arenas with a different
yeah.
look. You know, there was no big fancy set. It was a blue curtain. They walked through, and maybe it had the WWF logo on top of it. Maybe it didn't.
Wasn't so scripted promo-wise. The crowd was into it. The announcers actually didn't seem bored as shit.
They had, like, little interview segments with their own sets,
yeah.
like Piper's Pit,
yeah.
the Body Shop, the Barber Shop, the Funeral Parlor,
yeah.
The Flower Shop with Adrian Adonis for
All
a while.
All good stuff, man.
It was, yeah, it was always, like, off to the Ooh. Side. And it was handled like a regular part of the show.
Right.
Instead of just like, oh, Chris Jericho's in town. We're going to do a highlight reel. No. It was an actual fucking set.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the charm because then when you found like NWA, like WCW Saturday Night, and it was in the studio and they had the Worldwide Wrestling. Bleh.
Yeah. Wrestling. Yeah.
But like they had the ring with a little bit of a studio audience. Mm. And then they had the interview area. And it was every time it was different, it was something special.
Yeah, very.
Nowadays, people look at it.
Yeah.
I'll just keep going. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people look at, like, different things. They're like, oh, this is too different. This can't be, like, the good stuff, like WWE. And they don't bother with it.
When
I agree with you.
When WWE was on during the day, like, in the early, like, there was something different about it, like, back then.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what it was. It was just like you wake up and you watch wrestling.
Yeah.
And now like I have to be up.
It was exciting.
11:30 in the morning. 11 in the morning.
Dude.
11:30 at night to watch wrestling. Where it was different. That even though you knew nothing monumental was going to happen, other than maybe.
But sometimes you didn't because Ultimate Warrior almost
died
on Superstars.
Which was one of my favorite moments.
Macho Man got
time.
Bit by the snake.
Yes.
Dude, Steamboat had his larynx crushed on an episode.
That
of
was a little bit
Superstars.
Before my time. I didn't catch that one live. Like I'm talking like. 89
Earthquake
to like
squashed Damien.
I was around for that.
Who was it? Hogan got fucking squashed by Earthquake and Tugboat was looking for people to send them cards in the mail.
Yes.
Matilda got kidnapped. Get well, Matilda.
The IC title belt was destroyed.
That was, yeah,
that
no,
was the world title belt was destroyed.
Oh,
that was
right.
Saturday Night's main event.
No, no, but
Shawn Michaels turned on Marty Jannetty. Yeah.
But when Tito Santana got the new Intercontinental belt, they did that on an episode of fucking.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was a tag match, too. It wasn't even like he was in a singles match.
What was that?
When Greg. I think it was the Boston Gardens when Tito finally won the blow-off and he won the Intercontinental belt back from Greg Valentine, Valentine locked himself back in the ring and smashed the old green and silver belt.
Yes.
And then one day on a random Superstars, Tito was out there. I think it was in a tag match. I forget with who. Might have been Putski.
Might have been who.
Anyway, they give him the black bag and he takes it out and he just holds it up all nonchalant like this is the new belt. And that was it.
I mean, I remember the Saturday Night's main event with when Mr. Perfect and the Genius destroyed, took the hammer to the... I wonder if that was a play off the Valentine thing.
Probably. They recycle shit all
the
time. They
did the same shit.
Was that on TV, the Valentine thing? Was that on air?
It was, they showed it just because it was the big blow off where Tito won the belt back. And they did show it, but it was a house show. It was like, they used to do the MSG house shows and the Meadowlands house shows on MSG Network. And then out of Philly,
that I remember.
I think the channel was called Spectrum. They used to do it out of Philadelphia.
Yep.
I don't know where Boston used to broadcast, but I remember that they had it taped. But I know I didn't. Well, yeah. Wow, amazing. I totally missed that. I apologize. But
fantastic.
Yeah, but it was taped and they aired it. And I remember, I think they aired it on the what was it? Primetime Wrestling, maybe, I want to say.
That's where they aired all that shit.
With Heenan and Monsoon.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was already Primetime at that point.
Or
TNT.
They have a couple episodes of that on the network already.
Primetime and TNT's on there as
but
well.
Not when they had remember when they tried to do that stupid like in studio Primetime with like Vince McMahon and Bobby Heenan. And,
I know the original Primetime.
The original
Gorilla,
Primetime was
where he
was
goes,
good.
"I'm Gorilla Monsoon. I'm your host, Bobby the Brain Heenan," and they fucked Heenan over every time because at the end credits it would say "host Gorilla Monsoon, co-host Bobby."
And then they went to have like a panel where it was like Gorilla Monsoon was at the head of the table. It was like Mr. Perfect or whoever.
Yeah,
yes. Bobby
Heenan,
Piper. And then like Hillbilly Jim and Hacksaw.
And then,
or
that's where
Piper
Jerry Lawler was brought in at first.
Jerry Lawler was brought in at first because that's when Mr. Perfect turned. That's when they did the whole 1992 thing when Warrior left the company and Savage brought in Mr. Perfect as his partner to fight Razor
Ramon
and Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's my partner.
Do we have any plugs that we need to get to?
Well, before we do that, just take it back full circle. I don't think it matters when anything is on wrestling related right now because you will find out about it if you're a wrestling fan.
That's true.
Because everyone has
That
access.
Joy of just randomly flipping through the channels and finding something is kind of gone.
If there's something worth watching, like the quote-unquote number two organization, it's on 9 o'clock on Friday starting January whenever.
Right.
DVR it.
Do we want to take this call?
Who is it?
I have no idea.
Take it. Right. And we'll wrap up after.
Yeah, this will be it.
Shining Wizards Podcast.
It's the Wizards!
What's up, Hammer?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, this is old J-10 from Cincinnati. I ain't called in a little while.
How you doing, man?
Hey, really good, man, really good. Just watched NXT TakeOver. Just thought I'd give you guys a call and throw my 2 cents in the fire, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. What's your opinion on the NXT product compared to what WWE's putting out right now with Raw?
I think it's everything that Eddie wants Raw to be. And I like it, man. I love it. I love NXT's programming. I've got a chance to watch a couple episodes from the network. I guess they're treating them as like the pay-per-views, more or less. And it's good, man. It's everything I think that most wrestling fans are kind of, am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yes.
Fuck yeah!
Absolutely.
Well, fucking A. No, it is. It's everything all pro wrestling fans are bitching about. And it's like, I think a lot of people online, in a lot of Eddie's Raw threads, a lot of people touch on the fact that, Raw is not, not only is it not the same product that was, but it's not, they're not aiming for that anymore. So I think we all kind of tend to overlook, or some of us, that NXT kind of is exactly what, the Ring of Honor people and, a lot of us pro wrestling purists that grew up through the 80s and 90s, it is. It's everything, minus the big names. It's everything that you want in the product. And, man, I was super impressed by that NXT show that was on.
Yeah.
Takeover
awesome.
Revolution?
Yeah, it was really good. Now here's one more question before we start wrapping things up. You know, Triple H has his hands all over NXT. Vince has nothing to do with that. Vince is all Raw. People are really starting to talk about how NXT is actually superior. It's going to really catch on with the WWE Network. Do you think Vince, with the way he's acted before, with his ego and doing things out of spite, do you see Vince starting to put his hands all over the NXT product and trying to maybe curtail a little bit what Triple H is doing?
You know, immediately I would say yes, because it's just everything that, you know, Vince has done. You know, he's at the drop of a hat, he'll just come in and, you know, like I know I made a joke online about throwing in Hornswoggle and CeeLo Green's going to be coming out. And it's just a matter of time. All it takes is that it catches fire and Vince, you know, well, I'll throw CeeLo on there. Yeah. That's what the people want. But, I mean, really, I think there's a – I mean, it could go either way. I could also see McMahon is saying, you know, he's had really not – I don't know what he's had to do with it behind the scenes, but if what everyone says is true, that it's been a Triple H thing, you know, through and through, then, I mean, who are we to say? Maybe he doesn't, you know. Maybe he allows it to go, and maybe Vince is watching NXT just like we are as fans, you know, in his little bubble in his room in his office.
In his little bubble. You know, it makes me nervous because I really – I can see him getting to the point where people will start to like that product more. I remember back in the day when Heyman was writing SmackDown, SmackDown started getting, you know, more of a viewership than Raw. And instead of, you know, taking that as a good thing, Vince took Heyman out of SmackDown. So I am nervous about their success because I do see Vince sabotaging it. But I guess we'll have to wait and see, brother. Man, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll check in with you guys again. Keep on keeping on, man.
Absolutely.
Take care, brother. Justin. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was a nice, strong call to wrap up the phone call.
Yes, yeah, and I apologize for that banging. I didn't think that was picking up anywhere.
Such an asshole.
I really am.
I'm going to hammer out some quick plugs, and then we'll wrap this party up.
Do you want plug music?
Yeah, give me something good, too. Don't give me fucking Quack Like a Duck, please.
No, I don't. I just kind of have all old stuff on here, though.
Can you put on a new song?
Can you put on... What is that?
No. I got something.
It's Overweight Larry's theme song. Oh, here, wait. I got one. There. Little Lacuna Coil.
Is that Lacuna Coil?
Yes.
Okay. JabroniWare.com. Thanks to our buddy Kevin Gill.
Is it too loud?
The master of the PMA Power Hour. We are working with them. We will be giving away two JabroniWare t-shirts.
Two?
Every week, we'll be holding contests on the Twitter and the Facebook. It's pretty simple. You're just going to share or like a post. And we're going to give you a free t-shirt from JabroniWare.com. Check out our friends in Canada, Smash-Wrestling.com. They just wrapped up the 2014 Year in Wrestling. Matt Cross won a ton of awards. Smash-Wrestling.com. We mentioned earlier Wildcat Sports and Entertainment out of Nolens, our boy Luke Hawks. You can find them on the interwebs, wildcatsports.com. Check them out, please. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com.
Yeah.
Big show this Saturday night. The Rawway Rec Center. Please, please get down there and check it out.
If you can't,
there's no excuses. iPay-per-view.
Rent that shit. What is it, $10?
It's probably like they do it on the cheap. They do it on the up and up. They give you quality and it's
not
wrestling.
Yes, and it's not cheap quality in terms of production. It's no. High quality shit.
Yes. Kevin Nash, AJ Styles, Rob Van Dam,
Johnny Ever Jackson,
Mario Bocara, Amazing Red, Colt Cabana, Dan Ma, Fallow, Kevin
and
Matthews,
more.
Brian Myers, Pat Buck, Jarrett.
Jesus, so much.
It's
and more.
If you went to Supercard, this show will rival Supercard as the show of the year.
This is the biggest show they've ever had.
I agree.
Ever.
I believe.
Bullet Club.
Believe
I mean, there's someone for everyone.
And more.
Check out our buddies at the Monster Closet. We just
Monster
did an awesome interview with them. You can tell how awkward... me, Tony, and Kevin were. Eddie,
I don't know about you. I wasn't awkward.
I was
awkward.
Eddie was sick. But it's worth checking out because it's a really good interview. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did the Sanctuary go? With anyone talk to the boys at the Sanctuary?
Our boys, the Exa guys, wrestled
Gallows
and Knox.
Mike Knox.
Yeah. And they had a really good match.
Awesome. Cool. Kudos.
And of course, I think Arkham, you know, did things, hurt people.
Arkham. I always think of like a guy in a porno jerking off, how he's like arcing them all over people.
Jake the Snake Roberts will be at PWS as well, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Also Cox.
You can't just forget about everything. Anyway, I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
No, it's good. Next Tuesday night, we got a doubleheader. We're going to have Kevin Gill. Kevin Gill is going to be a part of the show. OG. He's going to talk a little bit about the King of the Indies.
PNN. Yeah, buddy.
And, we will be announcing live on the air.
First time.
Another participant into the King of the Indies tournament, which will be held in California during WrestleMania weekend.
Nice.
And then our buddy, Nigel.
Hello.
Nigel McGuinness.
Hello.
Nigel just started a brand new Kickstarter.
Kick me in my arse.
LA Fights is what it's called.
La Fights.
Kickstarter.
La Fights. It's a bunch of French guys beating the shit out of each other. You suck. I am going to kill you.
If you just, the website's too long, just Google Nigel McGuinness LA Fights.
Can we go to NigelMcGuinness.com?
I don't know if it's up there, to be honest with you, and I don't know if he has an LA Fights, a NigelMcGuinness.com. But he'll have all the information next week when he joins us to talk a little LA Fights.
Well, it's Nigel Wrestling, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Something like that. Whatever.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Hello!
I'm a terrible host.
Hit him up on Facebook. He's a cool dude. I'll talk to you. And, just don't be a dick to him.
Yeah, check
don't
that out.
Don't
be a dick. No excuses, though, for missing the show Saturday night.
Yes.
It's on iPay-per-view. I don't want to hear bullshit from anybody. Yes. I'll be in Dallas, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to order it and just watch it on my laptop.
Your
That's
awesome.
Going to stab
That's
you.
So cool.
My fiance's not coming with me.
You that going by means
yourself?
A good trip
no.
for Matthew.
Me and my brother and my father.
Oh,
That's going to die.
Over under on how many Bowmans make it back.
Two.
One.
One.
Matt, because he's gonna leave them there out of fucking rage.
Fuck you guys.
I already had to have that conversation with both of them.
Are you guys all staying in the same hotel room?
Yes.
Oh my god. Who's sharing beds?
Sleep in the rented car.
The conversation was there will be no fighting
Before
each other.
The cops come.
There will be no fighting random strangers.
No peeing on RVs.
We're going to have a good time.
Are you calling last call earlier than bars do?
No.
10:30.
I'm all for a good time, but once hey. Shit starts getting
hey, son of a bitch.
Wacky, I'm gonna wrap that shit up real easy.
You wanna rush me? I got my own handcuffs.
Why don't you bring some Cosby's and drop them in their drinks so they fall out, you know, fall asleep a little early.
Some Cosby's.
It's not a bad idea.
No, seriously, like spike them with some Cosby's.
Any more plugs?
My brother might be used to that shit.
That's true. He'd be like, this isn't the good shit.
He's already packing them. He's already got a case.
No, I already told him, don't bring none of that illegal shit on
oh,
the airplane.
God.
He's got hookups, I'm sure, wherever he goes.
Allegedly.
Yes,
get those good Cosbys.
Allegedly.
Why don't we plug the guy that got us Kevin Sullivan last week?
Bishop Booga Boga Boston Boo.
The boot in Boston.
The put in Papa Dupa Doo.
The Red Sox and Dupa Dagger.
Dupa Rape and Dupa Rape.
All right, come on. Let's finish this shit up.
Boston Pro Wrestling Marathon, March 6th to the 8th of next year, 2015. Tickets are on sale now. BostonProWrestlingMarathon.com. I believe it takes you to a Facebook page. 3 days, 4 events, 1 location. Talent. Our guest last week, Kevin Sullivan, the Rock and Roll Express, Cole Cabana, our friend Eddie Edwards,
boom, boom.
The Headbangers, Mosh and Thrasher, Spirit Squad, Ken Doan, and Mike Mondo, Tommy Dreamer, Kurt Hawkins, and tons more talent. So check them out, Boston Pro Wrestling Marathon.
Check it out.
.com.
Quick plugs, next week is our Christmas episode on top of all that other stuff that Matthew mentioned.
Mm.
I think we're doing a gift exchange next week, aren't we?
Yeah, this time I have presents.
Nice. I think it's going to be fun. And
I have like a dollar.
This Friday, live on Rant EM Radio, yeah, you can join Phil Rea, Dave Megapowers, and myself for the Turnbuckle Throwback's 100th episode / I think the Christmas episode.
Probably.
It's going to be a humdinger of
it's
a time.
It's
going
to be emotional.
I'm and, going to be live in Staten Island. I hope I don't get killed by protesters.
It's going to be so emotional.
It's going to be a whiz-bang good time. Dave Destruction, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, he is right now exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Ooh.
So if you're listening to Thursday Night Destruction, make sure you check it out. His episode is going to be posted Thursday in the afternoon. It's all good.
And,
do you guys have something else to say?
You yeah. might. Right now, me and Kevin are set to go to House of Glory Friday night in Queens.
With Jesus.
So,
is it Brooklyn or Queens?
I think it's Queens.
Take us to Queens.
Yeah, it is Queens.
It's Queens. So,
yes. If it names the town, it's Queens. If it doesn't, it's Brooklyn.
Right now, we're set to be there. So if you see us there, say hello.
Hello.
I won't abuse you to your face. I'll wait till I get here next Tuesday. we didn't even talk about fucking old Undertaker picture.
Oh, well.
We
can save it for next week.
Yeah.
He'll be dead next week.
He's dead. He's done.
It's just a bad angle.
Yes. Dude, it's a fucking...
Kurt.
He'll be fine. He'll be wrestling at Mania. No worries.
Yeah, whatever.
You got to sort... Because I had Slam Jam ready to go.
No, Eddie's got a killer.
All right. I'm going to close this.
A killer down. Indeed.
Well, a raper anyway. I'm sorry, spoilers.
Is it Baby Raper?
Yeah. So night on
court?
That note,
Night Court?
No, it's not Night. Well, I guess you can call it Night Court.
Why? Because he's black?
Because it's what Bill Cosby does to women at night. That's the most depressing shit ever.
This is the first. This has to be the pilot.
Second season.
He's got the Cosby sweater.
Is he pulling them out of the car at this point, or are they just like dancing around still?
I don't know. They all look like they're on pills.
Yeah, but the first season he like takes them out of the car and they're like still.
Oh no, no, they're just like dancing on a set.
Is the background gray?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like you can see it.
It's the Bill Cosby sweater dance. Good night, everyone.
He looks like he's reaching to his pocket for some.
Is Vanessa
Cosby's
in the Navy?
All right, we hope you enjoyed this live episode. Goodbye.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. To all our Jewish friends.
All six of you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Oh.
Salam alaikum.
Not paying royalties to
like
you.
Like a salam.
There you go.
There it is.
Later.
Out.
Latkes.
Ow.